Good morning. This is Sunday, March 21st, 2021. This is a meeting of the KPFK local station board, our regular monthly business meeting. This is Michael Novick. I'm the chair. Our secretary, Janine Rohn, will call the roll.
We have two more people joining as well.
Okay, I'm sorry. The secretary is also the host, so she's a little occupied in getting people on the call, but...
Janine, that's why you need to make Lydia Ponce your co-host, because she's
no. I have two co-hosts on the call already.
Okay.
But Michael Adler, I know he's on, and he's just probably trying to answer.
I'm here. You haven't called me yet.
Yeah, just we didn't hear you calling your names, Janine.
All right. So Michael Adler, thank you. Present Alan Beek.
Alan Beek is here. 3641.
Thank you. Fred Blair.
Present.
Thank you. Sandy Childs.
Here.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson.
Here.
Thank you. Avelia Jones.
Present.
Thank you. I skipped over Jan Goodman.
Don't see her.
Okay. Ali Lexa. Okay. Barbara Marbach. Okay. Michael Novick.
Present.
Thank you. James Osborne. Okay. Robert Payne. Okay, Lydia Ponce?
Present.
I'm letting Barbara Marbach in now. Lydia Ponce, I have you as present. Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
You're muted, Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm present. Thank you.
Thank you. Rocio Rivas?
I am present.
Thank you. Paul Roberson?
Present. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Janine Rohn is present. Mansoor Sabah.
He said he was going to be functioning as a board op. He would try to get on later if he could. So it might be a request for excused absence if he can't make it onto the call.
Okay. Oscar Ulloa.
Presente.
Thank you. Paulina Vasilia.
I'm here.
Thank you. Beth Van Guten.
You muted, Beth.
Hello. Present.
Thank you.
Hello?
Harvey Wasserman.
Yes, we hear you. I see Bella DeSoto's number.
Okay, I have Jan Goodman coming in and one other person, so I'll have to, let me just finish with Harvey Wasserman. Kiana Williams. I thought I saw Kiana join, but I'm not seeing her now, so... Okay, so I'm going back to Jan Goodman. I thought I saw her come on
the
call.
Yeah, she's muted.
You're muted, Jan.
Still muted.
You are muted.
Jan, you're still muted. We see you, but we can't hear you.
Okay, there.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Great, thank you. So Jan Goodman is present. Ali Lexa, I haven't seen him come on, but Barbara Marbach?
Present.
Great, thank you, Barbara. James Osborne? I don't see him on. Robert Payne usually does not show up. He shows up in the chat.
So, excuse me, Ali Lexa says he can't get in. He's in the waiting room, and Mansoor wasn't able to get in also, so you might check the waiting room for a second.
Well, I'm looking at the waiting room. Oh, here we go. Ali Lexa just, but I don't see Mansoor.
Okay.
Ali is on.
So right now, I have 16.
All right, thank you. That's quorum. So I'd like to ask Lydia Ponce to do a land acknowledgement for us and maybe also focus ourselves on constructively carrying out our business today. Thank you.
Good morning, relatives. It's a beautiful day to rise to spring because it's sprung. And I hope we all put our best efforts today as being better relatives that we are, to remind everyone that you are very, very extraordinary in surviving this 1 year of insanity, that what makes our lives extraordinary is that we are all poems that yet have heard each other out, the unique stories of why people named us the way we are named, where did our names come from, and what is our story, our legacy of our DNA, the resilience and the resistance within our spirit to be here in this conversation, to do good work for community. We acknowledge the land as the LA Basin as Tungva, to the north in the valley, Tataviam, northwest is Chumash, and Orange County as Hachiman and Kawila and Kumeyaay further south. We acknowledge these lands as unceded lands, and we acknowledge them to be the ancestral lands of Indigenous people that we are so graciously thankful for, and we're in deep gratitude that we can go ahead and live on these lands and share this beautiful space that we call Southern California. Thank you. Many blessings, everyone. Aho metakuyasen. All my relations.
Oh,
metakuyasen. Thank you.
Chair, I would like to let you know that I believe James Osborne has come on the call. If I could get him on the roll call.
Okay, there was also a message in the chat that said Mansoor is trying to get in, so maybe you can look for that. Lawrence, you have your hand up?
Yes, Chair. At the Governance Committee, we decided to also make Lydia co-host in order to keep us focused and also to let us know when time is of the essence. So it has that changed? Can Janine do that, Chair?
I can put her on. I've always had Paulina and
yeah, but that's
Paul
not the decision we made. Okay,
Lawrence.
I'm sorry.
Just let her finish speaking. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Janine, please. Can you add? Why am I keep losing my screen?
Okay.
Can you please add?
One more person, 0885, that joined
that's
us.
That's me. That's Mansoor. That's Mansoor.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute. Michael? Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Michael, I'm working at the station right now, so I'm going to drop off. I'm just checking in. But if there is a vote, somebody will text me and let me know that there is a need for
okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. I did let people know that, I told people earlier that you would be board hopping and would try to check in. So thank you for joining us. And
okay.
We'll, you know,
all right, thanks. Bye.
Mr. Chairman, this is Jim Osborne. Do you hear me okay?
Yes. Welcome. Did you want, were you just asking that you recognize Janine cited your presence and your mark as present? We did.
Chair, this is Ali. Am I marked as present?
Yes.
Are we still on item B, the roll call?
I believe the roll call just finished. We did the land acknowledgement. Lydia, you wanted to speak?
Yes.
So now we're starting item C, the
agenda. Mr. Beek, please do not speak without permission. Lydia Ponce has the floor. Just wait and we'll get to you. You can raise your hand on the phone with *9. Thank you.
I'm trying to find out where we are.
We completed the roll call, and Lydia Ponce is about to speak again. She did a land acknowledgement. Please wait and ask for permission to speak.
I ask permission to find out where we are on the agenda.
And you got an answer. Please stop talking at the moment. Lydia Ponce has the floor. Go ahead, Lydia.
Thank you. If Paulina has been timekeeping, I would like to defer to her. However, these incidences of disruption happen because someone needs to keep everyone on mute, unmute them as they speak, and whatever time clock you have in the last 20 seconds, provide closing remarks. So we're not abrupt, we're not curt, we're not speaking over each other, and people do not just jump in wherever they feel that they can.
Can Fred be
run this meeting? Okay, you know what? I'm done.
Okay.
Can Fred be recognized?
Fred, if you're on the phone, you ask for the floor by raising your hand by pressing *9. Please do not interrupt a speaker when they are speaking. I don't understand the basic rules of courtesy and discourse that people keep violating on this call. It's not permissible. Let me finish.
Point of order.
What is your point of order? Point of order, Mr. Blair?
Yes. What Lydia just described is actually illegal for a board. Board members all have to be able to speak at any time to raise points of order, and objections and so forth. So I agree that we should try and keep order, and I will use *9 to raise my hand in the future. I don't have full access to Zoom capabilities, but what Lydia is describing is illegal for board members. Board members all have to be able to speak, and they should not be muted.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that point of order. However, if you're not speaking, please mute yourself. And if you wish to speak, use the raise hand function on your computer or on your phone. On your phone, it's *9, and your hand will appear, and you'll be recognized to speak, whether it's for a point of order or anything else. I guess if it's a point of order, you can interrupt, but please don't interrupt the person in the middle of their words, unless it's some legal violation. Paul Roberson had been doing the timekeeping, but I believe we agreed at the governance committee that Lydia would be doing that for this call. I see a hand up for Mr. Beek. Go ahead, Alan.
Yes, I believe we are now at approving the proposed agenda. Is that correct?
Well, we were reviewing the rules of decorum, essentially. And if everybody is content with that they will mute themselves when they're not speaking and use the hand raise function either on their phone or the computer to ask for permission to speak, unless it's an urgent point of order, then we'll proceed with the agenda. Yes. Are there any objections to the proposed agenda? Maybe that.
Yes, I do have a comment on the agenda. That's why I'm requesting permission to speak.
Thank you. Go ahead. And then I see two other hands. Ali Lex and Belda Sova. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay. On the agenda, I see item number 3 is the personnel committee is going to work on preparing to find a next general manager. And then the next item 4, is public comments. And it says that must take place before the personnel committee, but it was placed after the personnel committee. And I would like to find out how that's going to be straightened out. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sure. I'll respond to that. It's a slight confusion. The personnel committee is making a report on the motion before we vote on the motion, and assuming the motion is adopted before we vote on the filling the membership on the search committee, we will take public comment. So we had to place it after the personnel committee item for the motion, but we will actually take the comment before we vote on the motion. That's what that was meant to convey. In the chat, it's pointed out that people can put themselves on stack in the chat. The problem with that, this is a reference to Ms. Ponce made the comment in the chat, is that people on the phone don't have access to the chat. So it is problematic. We're trying to do the best we can. if you're on the phone because you can't get on via computer, please mute yourself when you're not speaking and use the hand raise function, star 9, when you want the floor. If it is a point of order, then yes, you're entitled to break in to make a point of order. I see hand, looks like Ali Alexa lowered his hand. I think maybe he found the open session agenda. I'm not sure. Bella DeSoto, you're next.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. We are now at the Pacifica mission statement. I would like to be permitted to read it when that is possible.
We aren't there yet.
Alan, please do not call out. Ali Lexi, you had your hand up and then down again?
Yeah, I'm okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, Bella, why don't you read the mission statement?
Thank you very much. The Pacifica mission statement: to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation, to establish and operate for educational purposes in such matter that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject to their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonism. In radio broadcasting, operations to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together to the same medium, in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, and comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. This is the Pacifica mission statement. Thank you.
I feel like I'm in a world. Thank you. Amen. Okay, well, are there objections to the draft agenda? Mr. Beek, you have your hand up again?
Yes, I had my hand up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you went ahead with item D before we finished with approving the proposed agenda.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Because you wouldn't let me speak to find out where we were. I would also like to make another comment on the agenda. It has public comments in there frequently, pointing out, however, that the public doesn't need to come and speak to us and take our time. They can send us an email, which will give us much better communication and will give them much better communication. And so I would like to suggest that the places where a public comment is called for, we simply ask if anybody on the committee wants to comment on any public comments that have come in by email. and don't spend any more time listening.
I'm sorry, you're out of order. Mr. Beek, you're out of order. We are required under our bylaws to have a half an hour of public comment at all of our meetings, and we're going to continue to do so. People are certainly please don't call out. People are
why is it out of order to ask that we improve our
because
procedure?
We are required. I'm sorry, Mr. Beek, you're not listening. We are required to have a half an hour of public comment at all of our meetings under the bylaws.
We have infinite public comments by email now.
I'm going to ask the secretary to mute you if you speak out of order again. You made your point. Your point is not correct. We are required to have public comment during the meeting. There's no further discussion of this matter. There's also sound coming over somebody's phone. Ms. Goodman, please mute yourself if you're not speaking. Ms. Goodman, there's sound coming.
It's Ms. Jones.
I'm not sure who it is, but please, if you're not speaking, I'll review the rules one more time. If you're not speaking, please mute yourself. If you want the floor, you can ask for the floor by writing stack in the chat, by using the hand raise function of your computer, or by pressing *9. Once you get the floor, please lower your hand so we're aware that you're no longer speaking. We are required to have a half hour of public comment, and the agenda divides it up into 4 7.5-minute periods to have public comment before we take votes on significant matters. Mr. Soto, I see your hand. Did you wish to speak? Somebody, please, I'm sorry, I'm going to ask the secretary to mute people who are not speaking because there is sound coming over someone's phone. Or computer. Mr. Soto, did you want the floor again?
You are muted.
No, I apologize. I was going to object to Alan B. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Please lower your hand then.
You are unmuted.
It's a toggle. *9 raises your hand, then *9 lowers your hand. Please lower your hand. Or
how do you lower your hand?
The *9, as far as I know, is a toggle on your phone. Maybe the host or co-host can do it from.
I can do it, Alan. I've lowered your hand.
Yeah, Bella's too. Thank you.
Chair, I have a request for information, Chair.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
You were chairing the governance committee meeting this past Wednesday.
Yes.
We came to an agreement
you are
as
muted.
To who was going to co-host. I don't understand why we cannot carry things out of committees properly and
you
keep
are
our
unmuted.
Commitments. You know, the way things have been going on in the past are not working. We had a volunteer that was willing to step up and do the job. And some people are creatures of comfort, and they are completely bought into that comfort. I understand Lydia Ponce is really not okay with, you know, all these other things that have gone on. So we definitely need to,
okay.
If we develop forms of how to have a smoother meeting, then that's what we should do. I don't understand why.
Okay, thank you.
That cannot be done.
Are there any further objections to the proposed agenda? Okay, hearing none, we'll continue.
Yes.
Mr. Beek,
you are muted. You are unmuted.
I have a question about the agenda.
What is it?
It says we approve minutes from the previous meeting. How do I find a copy of the minutes of the previous meeting?
It would have been sent to you by email from Janine Roan, the secretary.
Unmuted.
We'll get to that
I'll look for them. Thank you.
Fine. When we get there, we'll check into that. The next item, on hearing no further objections, the agenda is approved. Let me read the agenda for the people who are on phones and can't see it in the chat. Thank you, Mr. Robeson, for putting it in the chat. The call to order, opening business, the land acknowledgement, the roll call, the approved, the proposed agenda, which you just did, the Pacifica Mission Statement, which we already did. Every week we voted to appeal for donations and memberships to KPFK, which we're about to do. We have a timekeeper. We review the code of conduct, which we had to do early, consider excused absence requests, which I don't think there are any at the moment, approve minutes from the previous meeting, set time for future meetings, set a time certain to adjourn. I don't believe there is a GM report submitted, so that item is not necessary. We do have a motion from the Personnel Committee to thank the outgoing GM for his service and wish him well. We'll take that up at that time. The Personnel Committee has a report recommending the formation of a GM search committee, and if that's approved, then we'll have an election for members of that committee. We'll take public comment before we vote on the motion or have the election. We have committee reports from the Governance Committee, the Outreach Committee, the Programming, Fundraising and Programming Committees, the Community Advisory Board, which is not technically a committee of the LSP, but there'll be a brief report about that. We'll take additional public comments and then new business. I don't see what happened to the director's reports, but they're in there somewhere. We'll have the PMB director reports and the Committee of Inclusion. I might not have gotten into the chat version of this. Okay, so links to written reports were posted into the chat. That's in, by Paul. Thank you, Paul. There were written reports from various directors and various committees. So the agenda having been approved, we're going to make the appeal for donations. Paul, would you like to do that? Since it was originally your motion.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I was muted.
Thank you.
Well, sure. Good morning, everyone. This is Paul Robertson. The motion is just basically just asking that those on the call and listening support and engage our station. This is a listener-funded, network, and your support and engagement is essential for the continuation. There's a link. I'll put it in the box. Or you can just go to the website, kpfk.org. So thank you for your support, in advance.
Yes, thank you. If you go to the kpfk.org website and click on donate, it will take you right to, the necessary place to make a donation. Many ways to do that. Appreciate it. Bella, I see a hand up again.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
We need to stress that $25 is an annual humble donation, and that we have deadlines. So we have an upcoming referendum, and April 7th is the last day for membership to qualify to vote. That is all I wanted to say. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. Just to let people know that there are several elections happening this year. There is a vote on a bylaws replacement, and the timetable that's been posted at elections.pacifica.org and on the our website and the Pacifica website says the date of record to be a member of Pacifica and vote, or to be a member of any given station at Pacifica and vote on that bylaws replacement, is April 7th. So if you are not sure of your membership, you can check with the membership department, or you can make a donation of $25 to qualify you, or 3 hours of supervised volunteer work as a listener. Staff members are either paid staff or unpaid staff, have to have had 30 hours in the previous quarter ending on April 7th. So please be aware of that. Later in the year, there will also be a local station board elections, which are set to begin before the process of the bylaws replacement measure is completed. So that process will begin, and people are eligible to nominate themselves by getting signatures on a petition. and can run for the local station board. We did at the governance committee ask Lydia Ponce to be the timekeeper, and in relation to the point of order about muting everyone, I believe that when you are muted, you can unmute yourself. Is that correct, Janine? If the host has muted everyone, can anyone individually unmute themselves if necessary?
I believe so.
Yeah. So it might, you know, if there are further breaches in the quorum, it might happen that people will be muted. It's not illegal because people can unmute themselves. The review of the code of conduct, again, please mute yourself. If you're not speaking, please ask for the stack either in the chat or by the hand raise function on your computer. It's in the reactions button. There's a raise hand, and on your phone it's *9, which I believe acts as a toggle. When you have been called on, then please lower your hand. So the next item on our agenda is excused absence request. I don't think anybody did request one. I thought we might have to do one for Mansoor, but he was able to join us. Did anybody else receive a request for an excused absence? I saw the message from Sandy, but she's also on the call. Okay, hearing none, we'll proceed with approval of minutes for the previous meeting.
Chair, I'm sorry, I wanted to mention something.
Sure, go ahead.
When there is an excused absence, when someone is just logging on to vote, and maybe not in this meeting, but I would like to perhaps entertain putting it before the board that if somebody cannot join the whole meeting and only comes on and doesn't listen to discussion, are they really should be coming in to just vote? We don't have to deal with it right now, but I'd like to look to discussing it in the future.
Okay, let's refer that to the governance committee for consideration. Okay, so are there minutes to approve? I'm sorry.
I forwarded the minutes from the financial committee meeting on the 14th. I have not gotten to the previous minutes.
Okay, we're talking about the minutes of the LSB.
The special financial.
Oh, I see. I got you. Okay, so... there are minutes from the Special Finance Committee last month. Is there a motion to accept those? I see a hands up from Beth and Bella. Beth, did you wish to speak on this or to make a motion? You're muted. Beth Van Gunten? There we go.
Excuse me, this is Beth.
Yes, go ahead.
I was double muted again. I can see when I've muted myself. I cannot see when someone else has muted me. So I don't know until I hear back whether you're hearing me or not. Also, my toggle, it allows me to raise my hand. It doesn't let me take that hand down. So my hand was raised to address the same issue that Janine raised, which has now been referred to the governance committee. So thank you.
Okay, thanks. So is there a motion to accept the minutes of the Special Finance Committee that we held last week?
Fred moves.
Bella, your hand is up. You have to unmute yourself.
Yes. I sent unofficial minutes to help Janine of notes of the April, of the March 14th
you are unmuted.
Meeting. So, and they were my details. So if you would like to accept those as an addendum to the minutes that Janine will be provided,
you are
that would
muted.
Be good. That will help her get also information.
Yeah, that's not necessary. Thank you. The question is there were minutes submitted for that meeting by the secretary. I'm asking for a motion to approve those. Mr. Reyes, go ahead.
Yeah, I make a motion that we approve them to they are reviewed And then at the next LSB, regularly scheduled LSB meeting, we seek approval from the board.
Second.
Okay. Any objection? Approved minutes can always be corrected if necessary. Okay, hearing no objection, the minutes of the special meeting are, on the 14th are approved, and we'll await the minutes from our previous regular business meeting.
Chair, I wanted to let everyone know that Robert Payne has joined the meeting via the chat room.
Great, thank you. So we need to set a time for the future meetings and to set a time certain to adjourn. Bella, go ahead. Unmute yourself.
Yes, I wanted to speak to what Janine raised earlier. It's very important that I don't think it is proper that we allow someone to come in at roll call, disappear for the entire meeting, and then only participate during a particular vote. I mean, this is unprecedented. This is just not proper.
All right, thank you. If someone has to challenge someone's right to vote at a certain point, we can't do so. In relation to the election, there is a motion which I'll be presenting that I was offered by Terry Goodman, basically saying that in the mail ballot, all members of the body would vote, but that's up to the body to decide at that point. So we will get to that on this agenda. Thank you. So I believe maybe somebody has to lower Bella's hand again if she can't do it herself. I believe that our meetings are scheduled. We voted to schedule our meetings on the third Sunday of each month. So I'm not sure why setting a time for the future meetings. Is there any objection to a meeting on the third Sunday of each month as scheduled? The one issue I wanted to raise was about the January meeting after the elections, because we would have to seat we would seat new LSB members in December, assuming there is still an LSB. And then in January, we'd be voting on directors on the PNB, assuming that the PNB exists as it does now. And the KPFK local station board meeting on the third Sunday makes us the last local station board to elect directors. So I would like to suggest that we have our January meeting perhaps on the second Sunday rather than the third. Is there any objection to that? There's a question in the chat about it can be the last Sunday of the month. If not, why?
My hand is raised.
Okay, go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I would like to propose that we schedule our regular monthly meeting for the third Sunday of every month, including January, and that we schedule a special separate meeting earlier in January to deal just with the elections, because I saw what happened this year when we tried to do a regular meeting on top of elections, and it's just extremely long and more confusing, and this would allow us to keep a regular rhythm, a predictable rhythm for our regular meetings, and also accommodate the need to provide our election results earlier in the year. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So I'll consider that a motion. Lydia, you have your hand up regarding the question of the last Sunday of the month. Go ahead.
Yes, no, I unfortunately, because of COVID, we haven't had our sweat lodge. We haven't had our gatherings as we're required to. And my altar is in San Pedro, and it's the third Sunday of every month. So I don't know, you know, just you don't change it for just one person. I'm entertaining.
You are muted.
Of more in attendance, more people in attendance.
You
the
are
second
unmuted.
Sunday or the last Sunday. I'm a big fan of moving it because I would like to continue to participate in these meetings it would be really, really hard for me to ask my whole Tehoshpe, my family, to move the ceremony for Sweat Lodge later on than the day or earlier. It's these meetings mm-hmm. are 4, 5, and 6 hours long. Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay, a bunch of hands are up. I'm not sure which ones are still up. Beth, were you raising your hand again?
Jan Goodman. Thank you. Okay, yes, I see you.
Jan and Lawrence, we're on the question of when to have our meetings. Please stay focused on that. Go ahead, Jan.
Okay. First of all, I think that the meetings, the third, you know, keeping them on the third Sunday makes sense. I think the only, but we do have a couple of days that the third Sunday, you know, falls on like Mother's Day or Father's Day or, you know, right in the middle of Christmas. And on those days, I think that we should plan ahead to move them to more appropriate days that people will actually attend them. And we should do that in advance. I also would like to point out that the only thing that will stop the PNB from happening, from continuing to be a the PNB or the LSB from continuing to be the LSB is if Pacifica goes out of existence, because under the New Day bylaws that are proposed, the PNB will continue to be in existence. It will just be elected in a different way, and the LSB will continue to be in existence, and its duties will change, but they will still continue to be in existence.
Yes, pardon my misstatement, but the election process for both would change. There would no longer be a LSB election for directors. Thank you. I'm going to ask that we table the motion on the setting.
I'm understanding.
I understand that.
I want to speak on this because it's also a point of order.
Go ahead.
I don't believe that we could schedule a special delegates meeting separate from the regularly scheduled meeting where we are to nominate and have an election for directors. I think the bylaw prohibits that. So I would like an answer.
Thank you. So I was going to suggest that we table this whole question back to the governance committee, because there's obviously a lot of different ideas and necessities that people have. And I don't want to spend further time at this meeting on it. We have a lot of other business to do. Is there any objection to tabling the question of scheduling all the rest of our meetings back to governance? Janine, your hand is up. Is that to object?
No, I'll take it down.
Oh, okay.
It was for a comment.
Beth, you had a hand up also, and Lydia, did you want to object to tabling it?
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Am I muted? Okay.
No.
I don't mind tabling it. I don't mind redirecting it to governance. I can save my comments. If it's going to be taken up there, I can save my comments for there.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Okay, so the time certain to adjourn. I believe we have a scheduled closed session. So I'd like to suggest that the time certain to adjourn this one would be 1:30. That gives us a little over 2 hours to conduct our business here before we go to the closed session. Can someone make that motion?
Chair?
Yes.
I just wanted to mention that this whole process was to take 15 minutes, and
yes,
now we are 50 minutes. So I would propose that we add and make it, it would be 2:15.
I'd like us to try to complete the rest of our business by 1:30 to give ourselves time for the closed session. I have another meeting at 2:30 that I'm hosting, and I don't think it's realistic to ask people to stay on the phone from 10:30 till 3:15. Mr. Alexa?
Yes, I just want to point out, since we didn't have to do the GM report, that does buy us 10 minutes, so I would support the chair's suggestion of a time certain of 1:30.
Okay, so we'll take that as a motion. I heard it was seconded by Mr. Adler. Other objections to a time certain of 1:30? Okay, thanks. We'll set that. Okay, so there was not a written report from the GM, as people may have heard, or I assume everybody is aware. Our general manager, Anil Zubair Fields, has taken a position at KCRW and will be leaving his post as general manager effective the end of this week, March 25th. There was a motion from the governance committee that the LSB thank Mr. Fields for his service to KPFK and wish him well in his new endeavors. Are there any objections to that motion? Yeah, hearing none, we will, you know, adopt that and send it to him and to the executive director, I guess. There is a motion from the governance committee, from the personnel committee for the process and protocols for the permanent general manager search. And that's what we're up to on our agenda. So in the bylaws, the powers and duties of the LSB include the following: to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of general manager of its respective radio station, from which pool of approved candidates the executive director shall hire the station's general manager. The LSB may appoint a special subcommittee for this purpose. The past practice of the local station board here has been that we do elect a search committee, and the search committee conducts the search and makes recommendations to the LSB. The LSB has the final vote on the recommendations to the general manager. So there is a specific motion from, does somebody, I don't see the motion exactly in the chat, but the motion was to create a nine-member search committee with seven listener members of the LSB and two staff members of the LSB elected by single transferable voting. And that's a motion from personnel. It specified a timeline extending for about 3 months, asking the search committee to produce some recommendations to the LSB at a meeting in June. It doesn't require a second, but it's up for discussion, and before we vote on it, we'll be hearing some public comment on the question. Can somebody maybe who has access put it into the chat, the exact language of the motion? I'm in the middle of too many other things and it's on a different computer. Alexa, you had your hand up again. Go ahead.
Yeah, just for clarification. So will the voting take place by email like we did previous STB votes? And will
Yes, I have to get a motion and I'll make it in a minute. But yeah, we would authorize an email vote by the members of the LSB. For it would be two separate STV elections, one STV election for seven listener members and a separate STV election for two staff members. But all members of the LSB would vote for both sets of positions, just as we do for directors.
Okay, do you have a proposed timeline, like 24 hours or 2 days? Or?
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me check my email. I got a draft proposal from Terry Goodman, who would be doing the teller position if we authorize it. Let me find that. Can somebody else look for the motion itself, please, and put it in the chat or read it into the record? While I'm looking for Terry Goodman's motion regarding the voting procedures, could somebody please read the motion from the personnel committee into the chat, read it into the record or put it into the chat?
Okay.
I can do that, Michael. I've been trying
Thank
to
you.
Cut and paste it, but I can read
yeah.
it.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Resolve that KPFK Local Station Board create a search committee of 9 LSC members, 7 listeners, and 2 staff elected by the STV voting to work on publicizing the opening for general manager, draft a job description with ads, and develop a budget for advertising, propose criteria for evaluating candidates, and then interview candidates according to a standard interview protocol to develop a pool of finalists for the LSB to consider and recommend to the interim executive director for selection, confidentiality, starting with the development of the interview protocol and continuing with the interviews themselves and the selection process. The search committee will result with the interim executive director in Pacifica's human resources office regarding the job description and announcements and the evaluation criteria and interview questions. The committee shall strive to submit recommendations to the LSB by the third Sunday in June. There was some discussion. I don't know whether to go on with this. There was some discussion. Eric Jacobs. Yeah, that's not part of the motion.
Okay, so we'll take some discussion of that when we have a chance. We'll put it into the chat. Basically, it was the previous operating procedure on several searches. The reason we have an election is to try to make sure that the committee reflects the general sentiments within the body as a whole. We wanted to have an odd number of members so that there could be decisive votes. We wanted to reflect roughly the composition in terms of listener and staff members on the LSB. And we wanted to make clear that the first parts of the search process are open, so there will be chance for listener comment and participation in discussions about the criteria, the job description, etc. But once it gets into the question of the actual questions that we pose to the interviewees or looking at the candidates, that's under confidentiality. Is there a board discussion of this motion? I lost my screen again. Eric Jacobson?
Yeah, request for information. Are we going to go to public comment after board discussion or before?
Yeah, we're going to have some board discussion, then we'll take public comment before we vote. Eric, you have your hand up?
Yes, thank you, Michael. I first wanted to know whether we'll be going straight to a vote among those interested in being on this committee, or we'll also include a short statement of why we're interested in, basically a motivational statement of why we're interested in serving on this committee. You don't have to answer it right this second. I think we should all, speak our piece as to why we wish to serve. Make the vote more meaningful that way. Also, I do want to reiterate without anything formal here. I hope that the term advertising won't exclude the idea of having certain organizations that make it part of what they do to, they have email lists of qualified progressives for various positions. I probably didn't use the right terminology, but I think you improved it. They're basically recruiter-type organizations. I hope that advertising won't exclude the concept of approaching such organizations. I got an email personally from a group called Color of Change, for example, and they seem to have an adjunct function of putting out job openings to their list. So, as long as that's within the ambit of advertising, I hope we don't get too narrow in our definition of advertising. That's all. If anybody, if that needs to be spelled out, I hope that we don't end up quibbling about that at the committee itself. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary. In general, we've tried, we've posted the position on all the websites. We've, you know, done as much outreach as we can. If there are organizations willing to, you know, post the job opening for free to their, you know, members, I think that that's great, particularly in terms of an affirmative action type search, which is the point of the advertising. I see a hand up from Lawrence Reyes. Comment, Lawrence.
Yes, Chair. So I think I think what's in front of us is to determine the velocity of this motion, not to determine the particulars, if you will, as lawyers say, in regards to particulars and advertising and who we're going to reach out to. I think that could be done once the committee is populated. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks. Bella DeSoto, unmute yourself.
Yes, I was going to, my sentiment is the same as Mr. Lawrence. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to take some public comment about the general process. I see a hand up from Ruth.
Yes, this is just for information. When you say listener members, do you mean listener members of the LSB or listener members at large?
Yes, as listener members of the LSB, a few years ago we tried to conduct a search for a program director here at KPFK, and the LSB voted to have non-members of the LSB on the search committee, and the PNB at that time said that search committees had to be composed exclusively of local station board members, could not include non-members on the search committee.
Okay, thanks.
So this would be from among our own ranks, the LSB would elect 7 listener members of the LSB and 2 staff members of the LSB to serve on the committee.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. I see a hand up from Andrew. You have to unmute yourself, Andrew.
Yes, thank you. Andrew White, a listener member. Regarding the general manager, the new general manager search, this seems to be maybe the most important thing we can do for our station, given the past history of our station, many problems we've had, as well as successes, and the power that the general manager has over about everything at the station. So I think we really need to focus on that. I would like to make one suggestion, if possible, that we consider hiring a team of people, perhaps 3 people, maybe all split the salary, and have some diversity in there, and that way we have more access to them, and as well as we being the listeners, as far as going on air for report to the listener, and assuring that they fulfill all of their responsibilities. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I should mention that part of the procedure that's going to be taking place is that the executive director, when there's a vacancy in the GM position, does appoint an interim immediately because the FCC requires all licensed stations to have a general manager. And so the search process would take place while there's an interim holding the position. I did talk briefly with the IED, and depending on, hopefully we will try to complete the search within the time frame that was carried out, but there might be an immediate interim and then a somewhat longer term interim if necessary, all of those possibilities. But in terms of the appointment of a permanent GM, it would take place through this search process, recommendation of a pool to the ED, and the IED would then pick someone. I see 4 hands up. I'm not sure if people didn't lower their hands. So Bella, Andrew, Eric, Ruth, if you can lower your hand, please do so. Unless you want to stay on. Right, all right. It's just a toggle. If you're on a computer, it's the same thing that when you point it at raise hand and your hand is up, it becomes lower hand.
Michael, this is Andrew Weiss.
Go ahead.
I hit *9 to raise my hand, and then I hit it again, and it just keeps saying your hand has been raised again. So you can.
Okay, I'm sorry. So yeah, I didn't realize you were on the phone because it was showing your name and not a phone symbol. So could one of the hosts or co-hosts lower the hands? I think that's possible to do from the hosting. just confusing to the chair. Thank you. And Bella, did you want the floor again? You're muted.
No, I was also, you know, okay. It's difficult. You cannot lower okay. the hand. So,
all right,
you.
So
thank
somebody
you.
Can lower that hand too. Thanks. All right, so are there any objections to the motion to create the committee? And if there are none, we'll I put a motion in the chat from the are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, we'll assume we're going to proceed with the process. There is a motion, a second motion in the chat that was I asked Terry Goodman to review the process that we would deal with, and I'll read that. Regarding the procedures for authorizing an STD election for search committee, whereas the KPFK local station board has agreed to establish a general manager search committee, which we just did, consisting of 7 listed members of the LSB and 2 staff members of the LSB, resolved that the 2 STD elections shall be conducted via electronic mail, with Terry L. Goodman serving as chair of tellers and John P. Gary III serving as teller. Further resolved that all currently serving KPFK delegates are authorized to vote and will be sent voting instructions via email on or before March 22nd, 2021. And that the polls shall close on Wednesday, March 24th, 2021 at midnight Pacific time. The chair of tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. If for some reason Terry Goodman or John Gary are willing or unable to conduct these elections, the chair is authorized to designate another neutral person to do so. If a quorum is not met by the close of polls, the chair of tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline. Election ties are to be resolved and the results declared by the LSB chair at the next meeting of the local station board authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline. Election ties are to be resolved and the results. Oh, it's just repeating itself. Sorry. I think the other aspect would be, do we want to schedule a special meeting? I think we need to get the results if it requires a meeting of the board to actually resolve this. I think we want to proceed as expeditiously as possible. So I think I would suggest perhaps we have to schedule an emergency meeting for the evening of the 24th based on this proposal that we give people 2 days to from the 22nd to the 24th to get their votes in and get a tally from the tellers. So someone needs to make this motion, the first motion that was put in the chat. The chair, I can't actually make the motion. I'm just forwarding it from the tellers. Yes.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yes, Bella.
So move.
Go ahead. Okay.
I would like to move the motion.
Yeah, you're moving Terry's the motion that Terry Goodman put forward.
The motion you just read, I would like to move.
Yes, thank you. Is there a second? Somebody want to second that motion to authorize
Lydia will second.
Okay. So just to be clear, that means that all members of the LSB would be voting regardless of their presence at this meeting because there's 2 days to vote and it's by a mail ballot. Or is everybody comfortable with that? Okay, hearing no objections. Is there a motion for a special meeting, a special emergency meeting on the 24th to get the teller's results? It would just be obviously a Zoom call. We have to make it an emergency because there's
this
not.
Is Harvey.
Who is that?
I'm on the phone.
Yeah, I couldn't hear who you were.
Harvey.
Oh, Harvey. Hi. Harvey. Welcome. Thank you. Janine.
I don't see the need for a special meeting. Can't you just notify people by email? Are you this? So many meetings going on, it's really strikes me as an imposition. I ask that we be notified of the results by email and not require a special meeting.
Okay, I don't object to that myself. except that the teller has said several times that the results have to be ratified by the board before they're actually official. So,
why don't we do it by email and not a vote?
Okay. All right. So I'll take that as a motion that we authorize email vote on accepting the tally from the tellers.
I'll second that, please.
Thank
okay,
you.
So that's a motion from Harvey, seconded by Ali. I see a hand up. Eric?
Chair, I got my hand up, too.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that also.
Yes, I see them. Go ahead, Eric first, then Lawrence and Bella. Go ahead, Eric.
Okay, I might have missed it, but is this just going to be a ballot that's sent to all of the LSB members, and then there'll be everyone will be assumed to be interested in serving on this?
No, we're going to take nominations at this meeting, I think, and then we'll notify the tellers of who the nominees are, and they will send the ballot out to everybody to return to them.
I see. I still think it'd be nice if there could be a 30 to 45 second statement accompanying those nominations. Just
yes.
A suggestion. Just my
said,
just, a,
mm-hmm.
just an idea. Thank you.
Yeah. Bella, Lawrence, and then Beth.
No,
Bella
Lawrence
first.
Lawrence is before Bella.
Okay, Lawrence, go ahead.
So we're not scheduling the meeting for March 24th, right? Because there is a P&B governance committee that evening. So I support the idea of being notified by email, but that should also need to be made official because that is
yes.
the way we
okay.
operate. Yeah.
Right. Lauren, so what happened is that Harvey Wasserman made a motion, Ali seconded it, to ratify the results by an email vote of the LSB, and I was asking if there are any objections to that. So if there are no objections, then that's what we'll do. Bella, you had your hand up, and Beth?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I object. I would like us to schedule a special meeting. And the reason being is that the tellers have to communicate with us in real time. And this is this has been the procedure. Thank you.
Okay, Beth?
Yes, I would like, do you hear me?
Yes.
I would like to offer an amendment to the motion. I would be willing to accept a vote or the results of the vote by email as long as there are no objections, as long as there are no discrepancies or difficulties with the vote. If there is any dispute about the outcome of the vote, then I think we need to schedule a live meeting where we can address it in person. So that's my amendment.
Okay, are people comfortable with that amendment to the motion that we would ratify the tally by email unless there's some discrepancy, and then we would have an emergency live meeting by Zoom? Lawrence, is your hand back up?
Yeah, I have just a request for information, Chair. Doesn't the tellers have to schedule a public viewing of the vote counting? And maybe that's another reason to support Beth's motion as well, because I believe there has to be a witnessing that takes place of the ballot count.
That has happened in most prior occasions. I believe that's true. The ballot, includes the same thing with the five-digit code so everybody can verify their own ballots, and the tally includes that. Do we want to propose to the tellers that they have a publicly visible tally over Zoom? I don't want to take too much more time in this. I see a listener hand up. Okay, I'm going to call on Avelia, who hasn't spoken yet, and then we'll take a comment from the listener. Avelia, you have to unmute yourself.
Okay. I may be misunderstanding a lot of this, but if the good intentions of a ballot presume that people are not going to have any issues with it, I said, well, what new day is this? In other words, I don't mean to use puns or anything, but since when have we not had issues with what somebody else has said? So I think it's a very great idea, but unrealistic. I just can't imagine spending more and more time with something that you know how to do. Do it the way you always do it. And people are familiar with that. And inventing new things for me is like, oh, God. Yes, Beth, I'm afraid somebody's going to have a problem with it. I'm not making light of it, but, yeah, that's the way we are. Okay.
Okay, thank you. There's a comment in the chat from Kim that says, doesn't counting of the votes have to be in public? And that you're right, and Lawrence is right about that. That's usually the standard operating procedure. It actually wasn't what happened last time, and maybe that's one of the reasons there were discrepancies that finally got resolved after a good bit of back and forth. So I have a hand up from a listener on the phone. I don't know who that is, but if you want to speak, unmute yourself and speak now.
Yes, this is Margot. I forgot to add my name. I am a listener sponsor, and I just was wondering if this committee, are you just nominating the committee, or are you actually going to be having the committee and the vote be on who they select as the candidate, as the possible general managers, or if so, or if it's not, in other words, are the listener sponsors or other people going to be able to hear what qualifications are for the various general manager candidates, et cetera? I'm a little bit confused of what is being voted for or what is being voted for.
Okay, we already voted to approve the election of a search committee. The search committee would be composed of 7 listener members of the LSB and 2 staff members of the LSB elected by the LSB in 2 separate SDV votes. We're just talking about the process of that SDV voting and how to complete that. In terms of the search committee itself, once the search committee is constituted, it will have some public meetings at which there is discussion with listener input on the job description of the general manager and the criteria for evaluating the candidates for that position, the timeline, et cetera. Once the committee moves into the process of actually accepting and vetting the applications of candidates or the interview questions that are used with all those candidates, that would be in executive session as confidential proprietary business material or personnel matters. But the earlier parts, there would be public meetings of that committee, just as there are public meetings of the LSB, to discuss the criteria, to discuss the job description, to discuss how to publicize the position so we get the widest pool of qualified candidates. I want to try to wrap this up so we can get to the rest of our business. Here's what I think is happening. We're going to have, please mute yourself if you're not speaking. Margo, you have to mute yourself. Margo, mute.
Thank you for the explanation. I will mute right now.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, I raised my hand twice. Please, can we get back to scheduling or take a vote, please? I've already said that I feel that we need to have our meeting, our set meeting on the 24th. Can you either ask for a vote for the amendment or the original motion, please?
I was trying to do that when you interrupted me, Bella.
I did not interrupt you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, I was speaking and you asked for the floor. Here's my understanding of where we're at. There is a proposal that we accept the tally of the tellers via an email vote unless there appeared to be some discrepancies in that tally, with the proviso that the tellers themselves need to schedule a public Zoom call at which the tally takes place so the people can observe it. If in terms of Avelia's question, the idea of a discrepancy is because there actually were votes either not counted or not received last time around. That's what the reference of discrepancy is. Not that people aren't happy with the results. It's that the results don't reflect how people actually voted. So is there any objection to doing that? The tellers will count, the tally up the ballots on a public Zoom call that they hold. We will ratify the results that were sent by email from them by an email vote of the members of the LSB accepting those results, unless there's discrepancy, in which case we would at that point schedule an immediate emergency meeting. Any objections to that procedure?
Jan Goodman?
I don't object.
I just want to clarify.
Okay. Yeah, hang on a second. Harvey, because you got on late, it's first of all, can one of the hosts or co-hosts name Harvey's phone? Secondly, Harvey, if you want the floor, please use the *9 function on your phone to raise your hand so that you can be called on. Jan Goodman currently has the floor. Hang on, Harvey. Go ahead, Jan.
So as a point of order, I think that what the Robert's rules says, and maybe our bylaws say, that we can only have votes unanimous consent can be taken in a meeting.
By email, you're saying by email?
By email.
Yeah.
So I think that we would have unanimous consent, but I just wanted to point that out.
Thank you. The correct point. Harvey, you had something you wanted to raise?
Well, if there is a public meeting, there's so many meetings going on, I think you have to lift the unexcused absence rule.
Okay, so in public would be the tally by the tellers. That's not a meeting. That's just the tellers conducting the tally in such a way that people who want to witness it can. We're not scheduling a meeting unless there is some conflict about the discrepancy in the voting, in which case we would have an emergency meeting and we'll do the best we can.
If you have that emergency meeting, you should not impose the unexcused absence rule.
Okay, the body would have to take it up at the meeting, I think. The unexcused absence is free. You know, you can request an excused absence and then you're excused. So if you can't make it because it's an emergency. All right. I see a lot of hands up again. Are these new comments to object to that procedure? Because I would like to get to nominations if we can and then move on the agenda.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I keep raising my hand. Listen, is there a way that you can ask for a vote, please, so that those people that want to have, so we can get consensus, whether we have a live meeting, conference meeting, or an email meeting. Can you please ask for the vote?
Bella, I just asked if there were any objections to what I just outlined, which is that we would only have... Okay, so that's one objection. Are there any other objections? Hearing none, that will be the procedure. Your objection will be noticed. The procedure we're following is that the tellers will... send us the ballots. We have 2 days to get the ballots back to them. They will conduct a tally in public via a Zoom call that anyone can witness if they wish to. They will notify us of the results. We will vote by email to ratify the results, except if there is some discrepancy, then we will call an emergency meeting. So that's the procedure we're going to follow, and we're going to move on.
This is Beth.
Yes, Beth. Go ahead.
I would like to amend my amendment to include Jan's language. I think that more precisely expresses my intent.
Okay.
As long as it's unanimous, I don't have a problem. If there's
Yes, I did say that was understood in terms of any email ballot that we do that to take effect, it has to be unanimous. Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
All right. Thank you.
So are there people who would like to nominate someone, including themselves, for a position on the search committee? Avelia?
Me?
I'd like to nominate myself.
Okay, thank you. The secretary, please take note of all the nominations because we have to get them to the tellers. Ali Lexa?
I'd like to nominate Jan Goodman.
Okay. So far, these nominations for
Jan
listeners.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
May I decline?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so far we have, who is that?
Bella DeSoto would like to nominate herself.
Okay, thank you. I see Ali Lexa's hand up again. Janine?
Sorry,
Owen?
I had to take it down.
Okay, Janine?
Yes, I'd like to nominate myself.
Okay, Lawrence?
Yes, Robert Payne just wrote that he'd like to volunteer for the committee as well.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I just saw that.
Yeah, and I'd like to also volunteer to be on the personnel committee as well.
Okay, Eric Jacobson?
I'd like to nominate Beth Von Gutten.
Okay, Beth, do you accept that nomination?
I do. Thank you.
Okay, and was your hand up to self-nominate, or did you want to nominate someone else?
I'll defer for now. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Ali, is your hand back up? Maybe
I'd
not.
I'd like to nominate Mansoor Sabah.
Okay. Mansoor, not on the call now. Could you text him to let him know you nominated him and see if he can get on and accept it?
Sure, I will.
I'd like to... nominate Oscar Ulloa for the staff position. I nominate myself also as a listener. Beth, your hand is still up. I'm sorry. Asking Oscar, do you accept?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Beth Van Gunten?
Yes, I'd like to nominate Paulina Basilio.
Paulina, are you, do you accept?
I will have to decline.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so far we only have two staff nominations, which was Mansoor and Oscar. And I believe if it's uncontested, we can avoid a STD vote. Are there any other staff nominations?
Oh, actually, you know what, Michael?
Yes.
I changed my mind. I do accept.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
All right. That's all right. Everyone is entitled to change their mind. All right. So we have three staff nominees. That means there will be a ballot on that. Janine, do you have a count of how many listener nominations have been made so far? Janine, do you have a list of the listener? Yeah.
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm trying to put it in the chat. I have Bella,
okay.
Jan, Avelia, Robert, Lawrence, myself, Mansoor.
Oscar, Paulina, and Mansoor are staff reps. So I have Bella, Jan, Michael, Beth, Lawrence, Avelia, and Robert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
You already have 7 listeners and 3 staff.
Yes, I just said 7. I'm asking, are there additional listener nominations? Because if there are not additional nominations, then go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. 2 points. One, you listed Jan, but Jan declined.
That's right.
And
but
my second point
Janine,
is that I want to raise reservations about accepting a nomination of Bella until and unless she satisfactorily completes the requirements of her censure.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, I just want to state that if we have seven listeners, then we don't need to have a listeners election.
Yes, I understand. So just I see Ali Alexa says he has his hand up again. It's very hard for me to keep track of who's up and who's down because people have. So just to repeat, currently we have seven listener nominees. That's Bella, myself, Michael Novick, Beth Van Gunten, Lawrence Reyes, Avelia Jones, Robert Payne, and Janine Roan.
Hands up, Michael. This is Eric.
Okay, Eric, go ahead.
I'll nominate myself. Thank you.
Okay, Eric is nominating
my
himself.
My hand's been up for a long time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead, Ali.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Paul Roberson.
Okay. Paul, do you accept?
Oh, thank you, but I'll respectfully decline.
Okay, Rocio?
I will nominate myself.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we're going to have a contest for both positions. I heard your objection, Beth, but I think that, members can vote on who they wish, taking into consideration the factor you're raising. If any listeners want to comment at this point before we move on to the next agenda item regarding...
I have another nomination.
I'm sorry?
I have another nomination.
Oh, go ahead.
I'd like to nominate Michael Adler.
Okay, thank you. Michael, it's hard for me to keep track of who's out there. I see Michael. Michael, do you accept? Yeah, Michael, you're muted.
I decline.
Okay.
Michael, this is Ruth. I've had my hand up for quite some time.
I really had a lot of hands up. We were still taking nominations, however. So just to be clear, we currently have three nominations, I believe, for staff reps. That's Paulina, Oscar, and Mansoor.
Yes, I accept my nomination. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks for coming back on the call, too. Okay. Yes. And we have... eight or nine, I think. Okay, Janine, having all the nominees together is confusing because we just want to see the staff separately and the listeners separately. So we have Beth, Ruth, Janine. Oh, I see. That's a note. Okay. Yeah. So, are there board members who want to speak about something before we take additional public comment? I see hands up again from Avelia, Eric, Janine, and Beth. Eric?
And Lawrence, Chair.
Okay.
Lowered my hand, Mike.
Michael. All right. Avelia? Did you want to speak again? You need to unmute yourself.
Okay. No, thank you.
No. Okay, thank you. Janine's hand is down. Lawrence, go ahead.
I'm just wondering if you're going to listen to the nominees make 45-second statements.
I would like to give the nominees a chance to address themselves.
Okay,
if they can.
So let me know when that happens, Jeff.
Okay, yeah. Beth, you had your hand up still?
Only because I can't
take
it down, but I it was just to nominate Rocio, but then she did it, so
great. All right, thank you. Okay. All right, so I'm going to take some public comment, and then the candidates will have a chance to say something about themselves. I see Ruth, Andrew, and then Margot. Ruth?
Yeah, hi. This is just a point of information, and I could be confused. But is Mansoor staff, or is he LSB, or is he both?
He's a staff member of the local station board. He's a delegate for the staff on the local station board.
Thank you.
Not a listener. He was a listener incarnation. In the previous incarnation of the board, he was a listener rep. But in his current service, he's a staff rep.
Perfect. Thank you.
Andrew?
Yes, this is Andrew Weiss. Two comments, please. Regarding this process for nominating and selecting our GM, general manager, I think in an effort to include the listeners more, I would like to suggest that there be some on-air process where this is being discussed and take calls and comments from listeners. Secondly, regarding Mr. Mansour, who is a candidate, I'd like everybody to be aware of an experience I had with Mansour in his role as substitute host for Something's Happening during a previous report to the listener with our outgoing general manager. I called in and made a comment to the general manager and questioned him and asked him when he would be doing the next report to the listener and if he would commit to a monthly regular report to the listener, which he did not answer those questions affirmatively. And then Mansour replayed the report to the listener on Something's Happening and edited my comments as well as the comments of the manager, and did not include all of my comments or all of the answer from the general manager. I called Mansour that night directly after he played that and objected to it and asked if he would play the whole thing, and he rejected that. And also I would like to ask Mansour if he's going to serve and represent us on the LSB, that he not use a substitute name being Buzz, that I identify himself as Mansour, the person who is on our board of representatives. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for your comments. Margo? You have to unmute yourself, Margo. Star six.
Yes, I would appreciate that. We do have some feedback from the committee when they're evaluating, and that would be very good. So I feel that they do take the job.
I couldn't quite understand that, but I did want to say that the Pacifica National Board has mandated a monthly general manager report to the listeners with listener comment and a monthly LSB report to the listeners with listener comment, and as that's implemented, the LSB would definitely make listeners aware of the search process, and we will be noticing the meetings of the committee at which so that would include a CART. Go ahead, Margo. You're trying to speak.
Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you. I hope everybody's very competent and not and has a good open agenda, a good open mind about who would be a good general manager, and get some really good candidates in there. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So we'll collect the all the names of the nominees. I will get them to the tellers. I'll inform the tellers that they have to have a public tally that people can view over Zoom, and we have the time frame of the 22nd through the 24th to get your ballot and then to return your ballot to the tellers. And with the understanding that the ratification would be by unanimous vote by email of the LSB members, or if not, we would have to schedule an emergency meeting for ratification of the results. We try to go back up to the agenda, and we're moving on to I don't see it on this list, but we have a director's reports. I know that we got at least one written report from Mr. Reyes. Do any of the directors wish to make reports orally? Beth, just coughing. Lawrence, you want to say anything further besides your written report? Or?
Hello, this is Beth.
Yes, Chair.
Okay, go ahead, Beth.
Are you the best?
I'm content to let Lawrence go ahead. I have to find it first. I just was frustrated trying to get unmuted to say it before we went on. So feel free. Go ahead, Lawrence. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. My director's report's in writing because I always try to provide a report. Some of the things that I could share is we are renegotiating the FJC loan, and a national strategic plan is being developed, and local government entities are being asked to assure that CAS committees of inclusion are active and functioning in no local signal areas for the purposes of CPB, FCC, and FCC regulations for funding and grant purposes. Please put yourself on mute.
Bella, mute.
Okay, then so in that vein, I ask you to please support Ved Van Guten's efforts and others' efforts to populate and create a KPAK community advisory board that we can all be proud of. As your Pacifica PMB director, I'm charged with the task of convening the PMB KPFK Committee of Inclusion, which I have scheduled for Sunday, April 4th. That was changed because it's a high holy day, April 4th, and that was changed to April 11th at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Please attend and put the word out about this meeting. LSP members and non-LSP members may join the committee. As presiding chair of the PMB Governance Committee, we are meeting this coming Wednesday at 8:30 Eastern Time. The PMB Audit Committee is meeting on Monday, March 29th at 8:30 Eastern Time. The referendum timeline has been set, and membership record date is from April 8th, 2020, sunsetting on April 7th at midnight Eastern Time. Please inform your friends and promo cards are being aired on all five Pacifica radio stations. Please exercise your Democratic Pacifica right to vote on this critical bylaws rewrite. And for further information, I refer you to pacifica.elections.org.
Elections.pacifica.
Oh, elections.pacifica.org. So that's a typo in my report. And also, I encourage you to, if you have any questions, email the National Election Supervisor at nes@pacifica.org. And the NES is looking to hire local election supervisors. For more information, go to www.pacifica.org. And all meetings are streamed on KPFTX in the Labor of Love, Lawrence Reyes, KPFK Listener, PMB Director. And I put my contact information down. Also, I submitted a motion to support the case and prevent the state-sanctioned murder of Mumia Abu-Jamal. That's a national motion that will be sent out by the interim executive director to all five network radio stations to develop cards. As you know, Brother Mumia Abu-Jamal has contracted the coronavirus. He is also suffering from a skin condition. He has congested heart condition, and among other things. So we are asking that you let your friends know to contact the governor of the state of Pennsylvania, also the Secretary of Corrections of the state of Pennsylvania, and the district attorney from Philadelphia, Larry Kasner. Thank you so much. That is my report. Please, we could free Mumia Abu-Jamal, and we must free him on compassionate release. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Was the Committee of Inclusion, is that posted to KPFDX now for the 11th, you know? Or?
Yeah, it's. I just sent Otis a communication to have it on April 11th at 6 p.m. because I know April 4th, as pointed out by my colleague Beth Van Guten, is a high holy day for many people. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. And could people mute if they're not speaking? We were getting some static over Harvey's phone, for example. Beth?
Thank you. Yes, I did submit a written report this morning. I'm sorry it was not yesterday or the day before. But it's available to people now. I'll go over it now. I have attended all scheduled meetings of the PNB committees on which I represent KPFK in the course of the last month, including a regular PNB Strategic Planning Committee meeting, two regular PNB Finance Committee meetings, as well as four national, Pacifica National Board meetings. The National Development Task Force, which I've agreed to serve as the PND director representative, has not yet been able to meet, but we shall as soon as we're able to establish a regular meeting date for the next year. The National Technology Task Force has also not yet met. I'm pleased to report that Pacifica's financial outlook has been steadily improving over many months to the point that our financial prospects are now better than they have been in a number of years, thanks to, in no small part, to the infusion of two recent PPP forgivable loans and to the fact that in regularizing our accounting practices, META has made steady progress on bringing our books into good order and up to date, to the extent that work is now underway on current accounts, having caught up with the long overdue backlog. The same is true for what has been our historically lagging audits. Work is underway on our current audit with a target date of June of this year for completion on track. All of this brightens the prospects for the possibility of extending our outstanding loan negotiations, for which are currently underway. I'm sorry to report that regarding the recent LSB, this is from last week, LSB resolution calling on the NFC, the PND, and the IED to develop a budget for KPFK by the end of March for the remainder of this fiscal year in light of the impasse met here at the local level. Progress was stalled at the PND meeting of March 18, 2021, when Director Ali Lexa objected to the motion from the KPFK LSB.
I never objected to
it. Well, okay, hold on, Ali. You'll get a chance to make your correction, Ali.
for reasons that remain unclear to me. As a result, the item was moved to closed session, then re-agendized for the March 25th, 2021 PNB meeting, delaying progress yet again. That's after the next Finance Committee meeting, which will be Tuesday. That leaves little time to fulfill the original intent of the KPFK LSB resolution to address this issue by the end of this month, March. To honor the intent of the original KPFK LSB resolution and remedy the predicament of our long overdue budget, as a member of the National Finance Committee, I have asked that this item be addressed at the upcoming March 25th, 2021 NFC meeting as requested in the original KPFK LSB motion. And I would like to add that I'm in the process of drafting an addendum. I forgot to mention that I submitted my first director's inspection request earlier this last week regarding financial records and some contractual records. I will be amending that to make further requests at the beginning of this coming week to include a couple further requests and to include Lawrence Reyes as co-sponsor of the director's inspection. I'll be sending that out hopefully by the end of this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm trying to look and see if James Osborne is on the call somewhere.
Jan Goodman, may I speak?
Go ahead.
Yes. James Osborne told me that he is driving, so he's only able to get us intermittently. He gets knocked off. I would also like to change my mind about running for the Personnel Committee, if that's possible, the Search Committee. And you can tell me when I should say that.
Then you're saying you want to accept the nomination that you earlier declined?
Yes.
Okay, I don't think there's any problem with that. Janine, can you add Jan Goodman to the list of nominees for the GM Search Committee? Ali Lexa? Director's report?
Sure. So my report, I stand in this brief. I'll go over to it, and then I'd like to address mischaracterization in another report that was given. I'm on the National Personnel Committee. The Personnel Committee made a motion to ask the
National Finance Committee to explore the budgetary feasibility of hiring a permanent ED. There's been a lot of progress made as far as the FJC loan. I believe an extension was made, and that takes some of the financial stress off of the foundation. There was an item that came from the KFP LSB regarding the resolution calling on the NFC to develop a budget for KPFC, and it came up in open session. There were some questions about the process followed by how it was placed on the agenda. The questions came up in the meeting, not by me, but by other members. I did type in the chat a question about how it came on the agenda. I never discussed the contents or the actual agenda item itself. I never objected to it. It was appropriately moved to the closed session by the P&B chair because it also dealt with personnel issues. Since it was discussed in closed session, I can't really give the details, but I believe that that agenda item is going to be dealt with. So I'd like to ask Ms. Van Gutten to remove my name from her P&D report. Otherwise, I would object to her report going into the record. Nothing that I did or said caused the motion to be moved to the closed session or to be stalled. Also, I'd like to say, in all my 10 years of being on the LSB, I've never heard a director call out another director's vote in their report. I believe it's a attempt at intimidation or shaming or something like that, and highly irregular and petty. Thank you.
Chair, point of clarification, Lawrence.
Go ahead.
I just want to remind Ali Letza that the loan is being the extension is being renegotiated. We're close, but we're not there yet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's correct.
Okay, I see that James Osborne is on the call. James, did you want to give a director's report? Sorry, it was difficult to get you back on.
Yeah, thank you. I think most of the other directors have summarized the key points, and I'm not going to go over them and bore you with a repetition of them. So I'll just kind of add what I think is my perspective or what I think is kind of new to the process. The financial situation overall seems to be improving, and the PNB has delegated responsibility to counsel Arthur Schwartz, who I understand is working pretty closely with Lydia on renegotiating the terms of the loan. The board doesn't want to get into a position of micromanaging Arthur. And certain directors from certain radio stations had issues or questions pertaining to their particular radio stations or properties. But the overall consensus seems to be that the board trusts Mr. Schwartz to know where the line is in terms of his authority. And have largely placed confidence in his abilities to negotiate an extension on the loan. Arthur seems very confident that it's going to be granted. The negotiations are proceeding very cordially and smoothly, and there doesn't seem to be anything on the horizon that Mr. Schwartz needed to apprise us of. Overall, I'd like to say that the PNB meetings, basically are similar in form and structure to the meetings that we have here. I really can't count the number of meetings that we've been involved in already. It seems to me that every week there's a special meeting, and I share, my other co-directors, feelings or concerns. It just takes up an incredible amount of time to get business done, but that seems to be the way it is. With respect to this issue that just came up with Ms. Van Gutten and Ali, that really pertains to you know, staffing at KPFK. I've been in touch with let's put it this way. There's nothing that Ali said or did at the meeting that that derailed anything. There is the possibility of an accord or a resolution or an understanding about what should be done and what the recommendations will be. None of them were made express. It's just that we wanted to give the interim director the opportunity to continue the private negotiations that she has initiated with Anyel and unnamed other people. And I asked her expressly, because she is a non-voting board member, I asked her, you know, point blank, if the board gave you more time, do you feel like you'd be able to make more progress? And she said, absolutely. And I said, how much more time would you need? And she said, approximately a week. And thereafter, the board reached a consensus. I think it was unanimous, but in any event, the board reached a consensus to table the issue. So I'm not sure where this point that my co-director is making with regard to Ali, and I share his concern that it was it's unusual and unnecessary to start getting into the minutia of why certain things are continued or things like that. So
right,
yeah, unless if anybody has any other questions, fine. If not,
I do have a hand up. Thank you. I have a hand up from Janine, then we'll ask also for public comment, and then we'll try to move the agenda to our other committee reports. Janine, go ahead.
Thanks, Michael. I just wanted to, because both Ali and James, you know, we had this finance meeting during the week, and it was a very proud moment to be able to ask for this budget from the finance committee of the PNB, because we have just been drowning in that committee by not getting information from the business manager and the general manager. And so for us, and I guess I'm just saying this because I know that Beth is also trying to make this happen. You know, we have you weren't at the meeting and neither was Ali, but, you know, we discussed how we have 6 weeks before we start to not be able to do anything, like where everything just comes to a standstill. So every week is important. And so what I'd like you both to comment on is what, if you believe that to be true, what you feel you can do to move this along within the PNB. I mean, Lydia does not come to these meetings. She doesn't come to our finance meetings. She doesn't know the urgency either. So I understand she's trying to make headway, but that's negotiating with the union is one thing, but cutting costs is another. They can certainly get in and give us a budget that is doable in enough time.
Okay, I have hands back up from three directors. You want to respond to that question?
Michael,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm actually looking for a response from both Ali and James on this.
Okay, I saw Lee's hand up for a second, then it's down again. I'm not sure what happened with that.
I can respond if she wants.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm ready to respond too.
And I'd like to respond too, Chair.
Okay. Please be brief in your comments. We're maxing out on the time on this agenda item by far.
Janine, I agree with you, and I am concerned specifically about the comments in the director's report. I didn't object to the motion. I raised a question about how it was placed on the agenda. It was discussed and it was resolved and it stayed on the agenda and it got moved to the closed meeting. I do know that Lydia is aware of the urgency and she did mention a closed session that did respond
to some of the concerns of the motion, and the motion will be looked at and dealt with. But I didn't object to the motion or the content of the motion in any way.
So, Mike,
James, Lawrence, and Beth all have, going to comment. And I see your hand, Bella, but I'm waiting on it.
Yeah, I spoke with Lydia before and after the meeting about this, and she claims to be aware of the urgent nature of the problem. You have to understand, Janine, there's limits to what we can ask her, because I asked her a specific question and she said, for example, I can't get into specific budget items, and I interpreted that to mean like who would be leaving and who would be staying. So she won't give us the details. So there is what happens is that the personnel issues blur with the finance issues. So as soon, you can discuss, budgetary line item vetoes, pencils, pens, rent, utilities.
Okay, James, be brief.
The minute Michael, I speak about once a meeting, and it seems like, you have favorites that you continue to acknowledge. And when someone unusual like me speaks up, you're implementing the very arbitrary rule. I'll be brief. So as soon as you get in, Janine, to crosses over into personnel issues, the door kind of closes behind you. And you can't get into these personnel issues. I'm not criticizing anybody for that, but I'm saying that's what I see. That's the biggest part of the budget problem. And any of us individual PNB members have limited authority once it comes to personnel matters, and especially union matters.
Thank you. I did ask all four. Janine, please don't comment again. I did ask all four members to be brief in their responses, and the remaining two, please be brief, because we have another question from Bella, Beth, and Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. And Kim Kaufman is raising her hand in the chat. In regards to Lydia does not claim something that she knows. So she is very much aware of what's happening at KPFK and in regards to the expense cuts and stuff like that. She is very aware. We are subjected to parameters. We are subjected to a CPB, which is a collective bargaining agreement, before we could even move further onto the expense cuts. In regards to the motion is going to be well addressed at the next PNB meeting in the executive session. So I have full confidence that motion will be addressed and workshop appropriately at the next PNB executive session, because it deals with proprietary matters and collective bargaining agreements and also financial matters. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Beth, briefly, please.
Yes, I stand by my report. There's nowhere in the report that I so much as speculate as to Director Alilex's motives. It was to the process that he objected, for what I still can't find any good reason. He objected that he said that Paulina, as secretary, had put the item on the agenda. Whereas the motion came from the LSB, which is a committee, which means it doesn't have to have an individual director to carry it. That agenda, including that item, was approved by the committee for the coordinating committee, and came to the floor in all good order. And there's no reason it should. There's nothing in the original motion that refers to any specific personnel. So I stand by my report.
Okay, thank you. We're going to leave it at that. We have to move on, Ali. I have another question from Bella, and then we're going to take public comment.
Michael, I can't have my name on the public record of misrepresentation. I didn't object to the actual motion. I never objected to the motion itself.
I didn't say you did.
Look at your report.
All right, please.
Your report.
I'm sorry.
In your report, stop. You say, I objected
okay,
to the
you.
Motion,
All
which
right.
I didn't.
All right, please review the report, and we're going to move on from this.
I move to strike that sentence from her report.
I stand by my report.
The report
Jan
comes from the director's...
Chair, can we find out the portion of the report that is of an objection so that we can refer to it?
Can you read the sentence you want to strike, Ali?
Yes.
What is the sentence you want to strike?
Yes. It says, in Beth's report, March 18th, 2021 PNB meeting when Director Ali Lexa objected to the motion for reasons that remain unclear. I never objected to the motion. I only asked about the process. Thereby, it is a misrepresentation of my actions being reported on a PNB event. Pauline explained the process afterwards, and we moved on. It was cleared up. I only asked about the process. I never objected to the actual motion.
Okay, thank you. Beth, you want to put this to a vote?
I suggest we refer it to the governance committee.
I made a motion, and it was seconded. I moved to have that line stricken from her report.
I stand by the factual accuracy of what I've written.
All right. I'm sorry. I've never heard before of a report being stricken this way, but the motion was made and seconded. I'm taking Beth as an objection. Is there another objection to the motion? I see a hand up from Lydia Ponce.
No, I just wanted to refer that Kim has her hand up.
I understand. I'm waiting. I'm trying to clear up the board members before we take public comment. Thank you.
Michael, this is Jim. May I be recognized for 5 seconds?
Yes, go ahead.
To avoid a vote on this, may I ask the chair if she would ask Ms. Von Guten if she would just be willing to strike that person's name so it just becomes her report stays intact, but we don't have to take a vote on somebody's name is really what this boils down to.
Beth, is that an acceptable compromise to you to strike Ali Lex's name?
That seems like trying to dodge accountability. I think we have too much of that in this process anyway. If
all right, just please, Beth, just a yes. Beth, just a yes or no to the question.
He gets to articulate the question, and I don't get to articulate the answer. No.
Fine.
Mansoor would like to be on stack.
I'm sorry.
I have a point of order, Chair.
What's your point of order?
In order to move along to this process, I suggest that what's in front of us right now is a motion, and we should take an up and down vote on the motion.
I
okay, there.
I was trying to say. Excuse me. I was trying to say that I heard an objection from Beth to the motion. So, is there another objection to the motion?
I have an objection to the motion.
Okay, so we're going to vote on the motion. Please call the roll. I don't want to have any further discussion of the motion. We're running out of time.
Jan Goodman,
meeting.
I would like to amend the motion. Jan Goodman, I would like to amend the motion to just take Ali Lex's name out of the sentence.
Before we vote, I'd like to have a clarification of what the motion is.
A member objected.
I second that motion.
We need to read transcripts. I'm not going to vote on something based on two people saying it here when, you know, there's no...
thank you.
I got out of order.
I want the members of this body to consider that we have a lot of business to conduct today. We set a time certain of 1:30, which is 40 minutes off, and we haven't heard from any committees or the rest of the public comment that we have to take. And I would ask all of you to consider whether it's worth the time we're spending on this to deal with this matter. I see hands up from people who haven't spoken yet. I'm going to call on them. Eric Jacobson, and then Bella DeSoto.
Mansour would like to be on stack too.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm
just echoing Alan Beek's request. Could the if we are taking a vote, could the vote be defined before we are polled? Thank you.
I had Bella, Mansour, and then Lydia Ponce. Bella, you have to unmute yourself.
Hi, yes. I have a very explicit report to make during the finance committee, during the finance area for the after the treasurer. It is important that people get to hear these reports, and I'm just aghast as to how much time we are losing here. So I would like the resolution that was passed on the 14th with the special meeting of the LSB. It is absolutely crucial. It needs to go on, and it needs to be voted by the Finance Committee so it gets to the PMB as soon as possible. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Mansour, and then Lydia Ponce.
Thank you. For the life of me, for the years that we've been involved with all these meetings at KPFK and Pacifica, local and national, I have never seen a report that a single member gets to be denounced for his or her action. And I'm not saying that Ali took that action. But I'm just saying is we have never seen a report that says Mansour objected to something, when right now we have two people objecting to the motion. Nobody ever comes and says that these two people objected. So if this report goes through, I'm going to bring a censure motion against the maker of the motion, the report. Thank you.
Lydia Ponce, need to unmute. Thank you.
Sam, thank you. I'm asking a question in regards to, I'd like to move that we table this, and if we can, table it to the Governance Committee. Someone is saying, Kim, hold up. Kim is saying that we can't table it and move it. I think that we can actually ask for guidance to table it to and move it to a committee that can have the time and the foresight to take a look at the transcripts and come up with something that is fair and just.
Chair, Lawrence seconds.
Okay, I think what Kim is saying is that that's a postponement, whatever the parliamentary language is, it was made and seconded to move this matter to the personnel, to the governance committee. That means
that's
that the... Yeah, that means that director's report will be held in abeyance from the public record until there's some further resolution.
Jim, I can't make my hand go up.
Okay, but that's if it is a motion to table, it's non-debatable. So I'm just going to ask if there are objections to moving this to the governance committee and letting us go on with the rest of our business.
Yeah, I object to that. I object to moving it to the subcommittee.
It would come back to the LSB with a recommendation when it's moved to a committee.
Just take a vote, please.
You're going to take a vote one way or the other. There was a pending motion to have it stricken. Then that motion was
I understand that. That's what's being tabled. The motion to table was to table your motion as amended. That's what we're tabling, to get a recommendation from the Governance Committee about it.
My objection stands.
Jan Goodman, may I speak?
I saw a hand up from Alan Beek first. Go ahead, Alan, and then Jan.
I would like to have it clarified what the motion is that we are discussing or considering tabling.
Okay, there's the motion that we're considering tabling at this point is a motion to strike Ali Lex's name from Beth Van Gunten's director's report. There's a motion to table that to the Governance Committee for consideration and recommendation. In the chat, Ali Lexa says, I accept tabling. I would like us to please move on.
Jan Goodman, may I speak?
Go ahead, Jan.
Yes. What I see here is a very anti-democratic trend in criticizing people for participating in the democratic process of being involved in the PNB and the LSB, and I support tabling this motion at this time.
Okay, thank you. So it's not,
no,
really
not tabling it. Tabling it and also moving it to the governance.
Yes. Okay, are there any objections to sending it to the governance committee and moving on with the business of this meeting?
I withdraw. Hearing
none. We're going to move on. Lydia Ponce in the chat says we need to discuss this further as a long and respectful conversation. And we are doing that. So we're going to take public comment, and then we're moving into committee reports. Are there members of the public, not members of the board? I think Kim had something. Kim, are you still on the stack for public comment?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not going to comment on this discussion. Hopefully the governance committee will get the audio and hear it for themselves. But the motion made by the LSB last month was basically unnecessary. Although a reaffirmation of the process, the LSB did not approve the budget. Management had given the Finance Committee 7 drafts at which nothing changed, and we gave up. The LSB said, we don't approve. It automatically goes to the NFC to make a budget to be given to the PNB. The PNB is required to have oversight of budgets and, finances. So to just chit-chat and argue about who or when or why, a budget has to be made. I mean, in a normal society, in a normal organization, this would have happened last September, October.
Right.
You know, the idea that Lydia, doing some magic wand waving is not, that's just part of an overall budget. So anyways, the process, Fred should have given it to the NFC last, I don't know when you didn't approve it, last October, should have gone there. You know, it should have been on the list of things that the NFC needs to do. Now, they're going to have help from Anita, and before I resigned, I gave her all of my information. So it will get made. I mean, but to not have a budget, to have absolutely no idea of what's going on is irresponsible. So, personnel is not the only issue with that budget. And that's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thank you. Are there additional public comments? It's hard for me to see the entire screen at once. I don't see any other hands up. I don't see anybody in the stack asking. So we're going to move on to committee reports. Governance Committee had a motion to ask that all, let me see if I can scroll back up there and find it. Motion from the Governance Committee is that all programs on KPFK regularly air an appeal for listeners to become members by donating $25 per year. It doesn't specify exactly what regularly means, but the idea is basically a mandate to the programmers themselves, not just running a cart, so that people hear it from the programmers. that they can become members by paying $25 to join KPFK. Any discussion of that motion? Any objections?
Chair, I have I got my hand raised.
Okay, I can't see the whole. We have a very large. I have to keep going back and forth. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay, so from what I understand, some LSV members have been trying to get together a collection to do a matching fund on behalf of the LSV, to do a matching fund from our listeners to support the station. Is there any way we could incorporate that idea into this or not incorporate it, but I think we should do that. I've already committed to provide some material support.
I should report on this when we talked about the membership and donations. We did make the effort last month. The body voted to incorporate that, but I was not able to get enough pledges from members of the LSB in time for the end of the fund drive, which ended on I believe March 7th, to get it seemed to be a large enough matching fund. So I urge people to plan their budgets ahead so that we can put together the matching fund for the next on-air fund drive, which is when it's a pertinent thing to do because it encourages listeners to donate. So I think it's separate from this matter. However, we just need people need to. I know most of you are already donating, but we want to try to put together a fund, in the name of the LSB as a whole, that would be offered as a matching fund for the fund drive. Belle, you have your hand up?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I heard you read it, the motion that was passed on the governance. Did it say annual membership? Did it include annual membership, $25 annual membership?
Yes, it says $25 per year, right? That's annual.
Same difference. I did not hear that. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Sure. Any objections to that motion from the Governance Committee? All programs on KPFK regularly air an appeal for listeners to become members by donating $25 per year. And the idea being that, again, it would be the programs themselves airing that or voicing that as opposed to just running a cart in between shows. Okay, hearing no objection, that's approved.
Jan Goodman, I have a question.
Go ahead, Jan.
I'm an enthusiastic supporter of the motion, but I wonder if it will say exactly what you said, that is, it will just say that exactly what you said and not embellish it in some way.
Yeah, that's what it says. That's all it says.
Okay, thank you.
So we'll communicate that to the management. Next report is from the Outreach Committee for 3 minutes. Bella?
I was muted. I do not have a report except not an official report, because we have been meeting in the last month unofficially because of the elections. And so I am going to is posted for the end of this month. There will be a meeting the last Sunday of the month. In the meantime, is just trying to get the word out to the listeners and members regarding the upcoming referendum. And so basically that's the only report I have. There will be another report after this meeting for this month. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to ask that the Outreach Committee could take point on trying to generate a motion for a town hall.
Yes.
You could add that to your agenda for the end of the month and come back to the next LSP meeting with a proposal.
You got it.
Thank you. We will take calls in a minute, but I want to get a few more committee reports in because it's already 12:55. Finance Committee, I guess that's Bella also, Chair Pro Tem. Anything further from the Finance Committee, Bella?
Thank you. Yes. Just from the top, this is for the benefit, really, of those people and for the stream. that were not with us, did not attend our last special meeting in conjunction with the finances. So I will read. It's rather long, but you'll figure it out. I have been recording the manual local profit and loss summary line items via journal entries. Those are summary entries into an intelligent and flexible accounting program, QuickBooks. So far, I have recorded fiscal year 16 through 20, but regret not having had the time to start recording now for fiscal year 2021, but very soon. Please see attached the QuickBooks KPFK balance sheet and profit and loss for fiscal year 2020, the latest. Great Plains is the KPFK accounting software used for many years at KPFK, but not used to its full potential, which I suspect is why we have historically not received the necessary timely financial documents requested on a monthly basis. At least seven budgets, like Kim alluded to earlier, from the GM and the business manager were submitted, have been submitted over a year now to the Finance Committee, but all rejected. Therefore, the LSB was also instructed to reject them. So therefore, the LSB has not been able to pass any budget, which is why we took that resolution on the 14th. We finally did get the January P&L from NITA. It did not come, however, from the business manager, which we normally do get, but not the consolidated one with all the tabs for the all the different units. I had to personally outreach to Anita Sims at NITA, at the external CFO outfit, to obtain the January KPFK P&L. Since NITA took over compiling the KPFK local numbers in at the middle of 2018, there have been some discrepancies between our local P&L and the audit's NITA's numbers. Further, at audit time, all related fundraising expenses and related revenues have been summarily eliminated at the audits. This compounds our local oversight efforts. The business manager has challenges regarding generating such documents and timely. We still do not have the general ledger trial balance and balance sheet from Great Plains through January for the first quarter of 2021 fiscal year. See attached the recent KPFK P&L, January 21 from NITA numbers, and other attachments for your review. We need a complete accounts payable aging report showing all the monthly responsibilities to be paid out by KPFK for the school month, including all personnel-related numbers, monies owed to the national office, and any other intercompany monies owed for loans borrowed to cover payroll since last year. KPFK has been in arrears to the national office payments since 2019 in the neighborhood over $350,000. We also noticed that despite some recent six station layoffs, labor hour reductions, outside contractors eliminated, short or long-term furloughs, personnel costs have remained close at par as prior months, despite the PMB mandate of the 30% reduction of last year across the board. January 2021 is running at a 32% from October through December combined. Unsustainable. This is on personnel only. In January, I sent a long list of vendors that KPFK pays on a regular basis with some questions because they are questionable and may need to be cut off, but the business manager has not yet responded. I inquired about this at our last finance committee meeting. He said he had not had been able to cover this. This exercise needs to be concluded so that the departmental expenses can be brought. There's so much noise, Mr. Chair. This area has to be done so that each department expenses can be brought down monthly according to the 30% or more reduction. It's a painstaking process, but it must be done. The long-awaited bank reconciliation for January, which is the only one we have ever received in honesty, came in during the very meeting, 3/10/21, at the Finance Committee. It shows an alarming list of outstanding checks, 47 in all, going back to 2016. This was never cleaned up through research. Simple neglect. Also, the backup, we received no check register for January, just a trial balance with list of figures without dates, with dates, but no reference to whom the payments were made or check numbers. We were told that on 3/10, the bank cash balance was $136,820.81, but I added pending grant coming in immediately for $23,500 and deducted a payment that also needed to be made right away. So the actual cash balance at the moment was $125,815.81. Meaning the bank reconciliation we received is worthless because it cannot be verified to the actual operating bank account balance, the copy of the bank statement, the front. We only received the front the front page. The accounts payable report as of 3/10/21, that means everything outstanding to be paid out, showed only open payables responsibilities of $34,000. But immediately I noticed on the business manager report that there was large payment to be made right away, but not included on the report. KPFK owes a sizable monthly amount of several to several vendors, including payroll, taxes, compensations, which are very high for a nonprofit, even childcare, payments to Pacifica Radio Archives, the national office, and intercompany loans, like I mentioned before, for loans taken to cover payroll. We finally received a call summary for the recent February fund drive from the external web-based service called Allegiance. We contracted them last year. See my worksheet attached. By the way, the monthly payments to Allegiance run between, in other words, what we pay them, $5,000 to $7.5K per month. And I need to make some corrections from the numbers reported at the 3/14 LSB special meeting. After further digging, the average daily collection for the recent February fund drive only rendered $6,414.06. That was the actual net collection. I parsed together the full month from different reports for the 28 days. Funds raised were $323,427.52, but after applying the cost to put it together, it was the cost was $143,833.71. Our net return was only $179,593.81, which came in under by $520,406.19 from the most unrealistic goal of $700,000. March at its ninth day is averaging $10,333.14, a little bit much better, collected $92,998.26, but not at the goal line yet. The average needs to be in the range of no less than 15.5, and this is low, with much less fund sequences. I do not have the rest of the data for March as of yet. Then when we factor in station resources, too many to list here, these resources are station overhead costs, and what is never considered, how many hours are allocated to the rapacious, numbing fund broadcasts of a handful of programmers. So the real story about how much each so-called high producers are at KPFK is false after all is factored in. Please notice Pacifica recently received a second round of the $1.2 million payroll protection plan, a program plan, and the allocation to KPFK was $350,000, of which $27,799.14 was paid out to the national office to just cover a little bit of the current current arrears. But there are arrears from 2019 forward in the neighborhood of over 350,000. So the net at the KPFK local bank was 322,286 to over just 2.5 months of payroll. In other words,
Bella, please better wrap this up because you only have 3 minutes and you're well over, and there are a couple of hands up.
Let me just, I'm on the last page right now. I want to, there's a lot more, but in closing, I urge the LSB to insist with the future general manager that attend the finance committees and the LSB committees. Consequently, the finance committee has been strapped in a vacuum with many unanswered questions. It's no wonder
I'm going to stop you there, Bella. Thank you.
No, I need to finish one sentence. Had it not been for the LSB director, Lawrence Rayer, that conducted two director inspections since last year, the finance committee would have never been able to even learn many areas that needed attention. We were able to obtain several financial documents through this process, but all and not all proper date, order, et cetera. We still need to push for another inspection. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Sorry, Ellen Beek and then Janine. You have to unmute yourself, Ellen. Star 6 on your phone, Ellen. Did you lower your hand? I don't know. Janine, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to acknowledge the amount of work that Bella has put in her 12-page report. And also just remind everyone, as we get together a committee, a search committee to find a new GM, that it's very important that they have a handle on financial matters and not just how to run a radio station through, just general management. It's the reports that we have been getting from the business manager and the general manager are just a mess. And to ignore this important quality in a general manager it has been our biggest problem. And so thank you.
This is Alan Beek. Did you call
me?
Go
ahead, Alan. Yes, go ahead.
I want to comment on a week ago today, we had a finance meeting, and the end result was that the local station board called on higher management, the National Finance Committee, the Pacifica National Board, and the interim executive director to develop a budget for the coming year that proceeds with a balanced budget for the rest of the year. That was an interesting demand. It is impossible. Now, what do you do when you're given an impossible command? There can be a lot of discussion of what you do. I have done what I think is the best thing for Pacifica, which to make a statement of what can be achieved during that time. It will not be balanced, and indeed it will probably run up a deficit as much as $725,000 before the year is over, and we end the year with the savings being made, and we're entering 2022 balanced, making a little profit every month. I think that's the best we can do. That can be done if the person who is going to take the place of our general manager actually does his job properly and weeds out and fires people as much as he has to. A painful process, but has to be done. And if the business manager will do what Barry is not doing, give us the information on how we can survive on our operations budget, there are a lot of things that can be eliminated, a lot of things that cannot be eliminated, and we need a lot of very active support there. There is the budget that we can get if we, those people do their job. I'm putting it up to them to do their job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. So just to clarify, we did pass along with that motion the budget suggestions you had come up with in terms of cuts that could be made or what it would amount to, as opposed to being a line item. But the motion that we passed along was not to balance the budget for the entire year, because that's obviously impossible given how out of balance it is through the first two quarters. The idea was that the portion of the budget remaining would be in balance for the rest of the fiscal year, not that we would balance the entire year, because as you say, that's impossible. So the what we're hoping that the IED and the NFC can come up with is a budget for the remaining two quarters that's balanced for those two quarters that the station lives then means for the rest of the year. So just to clarify what that motion was that we passed last month, that was the intent of it. I have the fundraising committee for 3 minutes. I think we actually had that discussion already. Jan, you had a proposal about trying to raise money on this call itself. Do you want to make that in relation to?
Yes. Thank you. So I believe that it's in the spirit of Paul Roberson's motion to have the sort of a pitch made at the beginning of the call, and that is to actually try to raise money at our LSB meetings. And what I think is a very modest proposal is that we try to raise at least $200 at each of our LSB meetings, and by way of both the LSB members and the people who are attending the meeting donating money, and they can put it in the pledge how much they're planning to donate so that we can kind of keep track of it. And obviously some people are better able to make a donation at any particular time, and some people it's going to be absolutely impossible and ridiculous to even think that they would be able to donate money because of, you know, the financial state that many people are in at this time. But if people on the call, which includes all of the listeners, you know, if 20 people donated $10, we would have a $200 to donate at any time, and you know, from each meeting, and we could put that money together to be a fund or not. But I think the station could actually use any money, $200 or whatever, at any particular time. So that was my proposal, and that we just put it in the link, and you know, it's like passing the hat, kind of. Only this is, you know, this is not charity. This is our radio station that we have to keep alive. And in that spirit, what I put all of this, a very concise version of it in the chat. But I'm going to donate $20 today to get us started, and I suggest that we just put it in the chat and try to raise some money.
Okay, thanks. I did put the KPFK dot we did it and KPFK.org donate links in the chat, and people are certainly welcome to do so and invited to do so. I have the
encouraged to do so.
Encouraged to do so. Yes. Exhorted. Thank you. I have the Programming Oversight Committee. Beth, you sent out a written report. I believe you want to speak to that.
Yes, just a moment. I have to find it. I'm going to flip through those pages. You caught me off guard.
Sure, that's okay. While waiting for that, let me say that I wanted to speak about a couple of things that got raised earlier. We mentioned the This is in the director's report. We kind of glossed over it. Lawrence announced the meeting of the Committee of Inclusion, which we did elect members to from the director and three delegates, three members of the LSB. That meeting, you said, was when, Lawrence?
April 11th.
April 11th. That's a Sunday?
Sunday. 6 okay. p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yeah.
Sunday, April 11th at 6 p.m. And the Committee of Inclusion is a committee of the Pacifica National Board, one for each station, composed of a director and three members of the LSB. But then they can add any additional members who want to serve to carry out the function of that committee, which is very broad, to look in depth at the operations, the management, the programming, the governance, the staffing of the station, to ensure the representation of underserved and underrepresented communities. And I think it's a vital part of rebuilding our audience and rebuilding our finances, is to be able to engage with and incorporate many, many different communities in this area. So if you have any interest in that, you can get in touch with Lawrence, or you can check on kpftx.org for that meeting. That's April 11th, Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific. And it is basically an open committee for listener participation. And particularly if you are from underserved or underrepresented communities, you're encouraged to join that committee. And it's really empowered to work with management, with the governance, with the staff to try to, develop that inclusiveness. I see a hand up from Bella DeSoto, and then we'll try to go back to
Lawrence to the stack too, Chair.
So. Okay. All right. Sure. Bella, did you want to speak again? You're muted. Okay. Maybe not. Lawrence, why don't you go ahead and Bella wants to. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes. Yes. I wanted to say that I put my name on the hat to join the committee as well with Lawrence.
Okay, sure. Lawrence?
So I just want to add to what you just mentioned, Chair, that it's the Committee of Inclusion is just as important as the Community Advisory Board for the various regulating agencies that regulate a lot of the procedures and regulations of our radio station. So I think, CPB, FCC regulations, the opportunity to apply for funding and grants as well. So I will be convening that, because that's my charge in the bylaws as your PNB director. So I hope that you pass the word along, because it is of very critical importance right now as we are in a struggle for our lives. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. So I'm going to go back to Beth. And Beth, you have the programming side also. You could say a word about Community Advisory Board as well. Thanks.
Sure. So the KPFK Community or KPFK Programming Oversight Committee held its regular monthly meeting Monday, March 8th at 3:30 p.m. Those in attendance included Michael Novick, Rocio Rivas, Bella DeSoto, Andrew Weiss, Marco Iser, Ruth Strauss, Jonathan Markowitz, Paulina Vasiliev, and myself, Beth von Glinton, who served as the pro tem chair. The general manager did not attend. A chair for the rest of the year will be elected at our next meeting. We reviewed the programming grid and recent changes. There was general agreement that the station should prioritize more and better live and local drive time programming with a local focus in general, volunteer programming, and with one particular request for a daily focus on COVID programming. Next meeting will focus on programming evaluation criteria. There was much discussion on whether to invite the general manager to the next meeting. Ultimately, up until this meeting or this last meeting, the program director attended every meeting that I've taken part in, and he's no longer available. So the general manager just discussion as to whether to invite the general manager to the next meeting. Ultimately, a motion to invite him passed without opposition, but it's now been rendered moot by his recent resignation. The new general manager will be invited to join us as soon as we know who that will be. The next Programming Oversight Committee will be Monday, April 3. I think, is that, maybe that's 5. Excuse me, I think what I sent out was corrected to be April 5th, Monday, the April 5th,
April 5th
at 4 p.m. Is that correct? Anybody want to check me on that?
The 5th is the Monday. No, the 4th is the Sunday, Bella. Oh, the 5th is the Monday. Yeah.
The second Monday of April. The second Monday of April is the 12th.
Right. But this is the first Monday of the month. So.
Okay, so then it is the 5th.
We can, right. So, you wanted a report on the community advisory.
Well, for a moment, I just want to say a couple other things. The reason we invited the GM is because the PD position, the program director position, is currently unfilled. It was because of budget cuts that management position was let go. And the GM said that he would be serving as a PD as well, essentially, rather than trying to find a volunteer program director. So he was invited on that basis. It's not clear going forward, you know, what will happen with those positions as the interim is appointed. So I just wanted to be clear to everybody why we were inviting the GM to the Program Oversight Committee. Bella, you had your hand up?
Yes. I want the report to be sent to the LSB.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Oh, I never got it. When did you send it, Beth?
Early this morning.
Oh, okay. Let me look for it.
Check your email. Could you go on to the Community Advisory Board, Beth, and what's the comment about that, too?
There was a Community Advisory Board scheduled for Monday, March 8th at 7:30 p.m. I attended, but no one else was available, possibly because the Programming Oversight Committee, with which there's much member overlap, had just concluded an intense meeting of vigorous discussion, also possibly due to the fact that neither the former program director nor the GM were available to meet with us. With no one else in attendance, the meeting was not formally convened. Renewed outreach, including on-air announcements, will be undertaken in advance of the next meeting. The next community advisory meeting is scheduled for Monday, April 5th at 7 p.m. And I'd like to add at this point that, especially in light of the fact that we by then will have an interim executive director, I'll be working closely with them to get CARTS on the air, get this
GM
on track. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, yes.
Mr. Chair, okay. This is Bella.
Yeah, I went to make a comment myself, and I see Bella and Janine. I did want to say that I thought there was a discussion maybe, I guess it was at the Governance Committee, about the CAB and the idea that probably it makes sense to have the CAB meet quarterly, which is a CPB requirement. And so we pointed out that there were fifth Mondays in several months coming up, and that since that would often be open. So that was March 29th, May 31st, and I believe August 30th.
Yes.
So those are potential future dates. I guess if we're not going to do the 29th, maybe it's too short notice at this point. I don't know, but I would urge the fifth, you know, the quarterly meeting. I do think we need some lead time for the Community Advisory Board to actually be publicized, to attract people and solicit people to join it, and for it to be able to carry out some work, which to me involves the community needs assessment that, again, last month I pointed out that's mandated to the LSB, or we can have a community advisory committee, it says, but the CAB is, I think, the preferred term. But I think it's really important to do that community needs assessment. The CAB is not really there to, have everybody express their own particular individual opinion about the program they like or dislike. The CAB is there to really try to be a mechanism for identifying communities that are out there that we're not currently meeting the needs of and finding out what the needs are. And I would urge people interested in that to, you know, or if you know people who might have some expertise in doing the demographic and other kinds of studies necessary to determine that, to get involved. So I have Janine and then Bella. And we're almost at time.
I just wanted to mention that I distributed to the board a list of members of each of the committees and the dates of the month, the days of the month and times that each of these committees meet. And I'm looking for confirmation so that, and also confirmation on membership. So I'm just encouraging everyone to get back to me with that so that that listing is accurate and I can get it to Otis, so that everybody gets their notifications if they're in a committee, that of when the committee is going to be and they don't miss any. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Before you speak, Bella, we have 4 minutes to time certain. I'd like to get a motion to extend for about 7 minutes to allow the public last public comment if needed, and then to adjourn at that point. Anybody?
So moved.
Okay.
So moved,
Joe. Any objections? All right, hearing none. Go ahead, Bella.
I just wanted to remind Beth that Dr. Thomas Haley, she did not mention him, is also a member of the Governance Committee. He has been an active member many years.
She was reporting. Yes, are you talking about the CAB?
No. The,
oh,
not
Programming
the
Oversight?
The Program Oversight.
Okay, but he wasn't at the meeting.
Committee. Yes.
She was reporting who was at the meeting.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you.
He was at the meeting.
I don't recall that either, but okay. We'll take your word for
and
it.
Andrew. Yes, and Andrew.
Okay. Last item is new business and public comment. So I don't think we have any new business. We'll take additional public comment. Any members of the public wish to speak?
Excuse me.
Yeah, Jan, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I would like to know if somehow there's there seems to be lacking of a committee report that was supposed to come back today about the removal of a director, and
I think that would be.
Is that going to be first on the agenda on the closed session?
I guess that's the easiest way to deal with it.
Thank you.
Andrew Weiss?
Yes, Andrew Weiss here again, member. I'm trying to be quick. Regarding Ms. Goodman's suggestion that we commit to, we pledge to donate during this meeting, I will do that in honor of the LSB serving us in this way. I will resume, which I suspended last month, my monthly contributions. I will recommit to $5 a month as a sustainer. It will amount to $60 for the year. Secondly, once again, I would like to let people know that we are now doing listener forums on a monthly basis. The organization that I'm helping to coordinate is called the Pacifica Listener Forum. Our contact is pacificalistenerforum@gmail.com. And we will focus on, one of our focus will be on hoping to raise funds for the station, perhaps some of the listeners and others who participate committing to organizing fundraisers for the station KPFK. And I would like to invite everyone on the board to participate with us. You can contact us once again, pacificalistenerforum@gmail.com. All are welcome. And lastly, for what it's worth, while I may disagree with many of the people and what they're proposing on the so-called New Day Pacifica, such as Ms. Goodman, I see that we all are into the same goal, which is strengthening KPFK and Pacifica. And I hope we can all work out our differences in some way and come together, join together, and find compromise to work together once again in support of KPFK. And one way we can do that is if folks folks from New Day Pacific Gov, come join us on our forums and we can openly discuss this. We've been having good meetings, very civilized, and I really welcome everybody from all factions, all viewpoints to come join us. And once again, it's PacificaListenerForum@gmail.com. And thank you all for your service here. Take care.
Okay, thanks. I did want to clarify something because Jan made a reference to a motion for the removal of the director, and there's no such motion currently. There was a censure motion that was passed and reported publicly from last time, and there is a censure motion under consideration in a closed session. There's nothing about removal of a director or a delegate. Other public comments?
Michael, this isn't public comment. This is Eric. I want to be recognized before the meeting adjourns.
Go ahead.
Yes, we've skipped over this idea of having 45 to 60 second statements for those interested in the search committee.
All right. I'm sorry.
I think it's important.
Okay, we did extend by 7 minutes, so we still have about 6 minutes. Why don't we hear from the people who were nominated for the search committee. Janine, you want to run down the list?
Okay, I'm looking, but I know that there is, I'll start with Lydia.
No, I apologize. I wanted to be on the inclusion committee, not the GM hiring committee.
Okay.
I apologize for the confusion.
That's fine.
Thank you.
Okay, so Bella DeSoto.
Bella, are you muted?
Oh, yes. I just unmuted myself. Yes. I have been serving at the Personnel Committee for over a year. We have done a lot of work there, very familiar with prerequisites, contract of the general manager, the stipulations, the necessity, as Janine outlined earlier, how important it is that we do focus on the ability, attributes in the financial area, which has been an area often ignored. This is why in past years as well, the spending has been just untenable at KPFK because there has been no adherence to a budget. I've been participating quite actively, and I would like
okay, thanks.
Confidence and vote. Thank you.
Yeah. Who's next, Janine?
I'll call on Oscar Uyo. Oh.
Oscar, you have to unmute yourself. This is for the position of a staff rep on the GM search.
Yes, I apologize. It's like my phone got locked up on me. Okay. Well, I've been proud to say that I've been quietly learning a lot of the process in general of how the station works and how those can better promote the station and their values to everybody. And I also think, in this time, I've been able to personally identify certain strong points in the weak, in some weak ones on the way that in a lot of people the station should be managed. So I'm just willing to apply and to put those into everybody's mind, regarding especially on our side on the as a representative of the Spanish programming.
Okay, thanks. On the list there, I see I'm next. I have served on numerous search committees and evaluation committees. I've never violated confidentiality. I chaired a couple of them. I was elected as a listener rep at a town hall meeting that put people on a news director search committee back when Eva Georgia was the general manager and solicited a search committee to work with her to find a news director. So I think I have a lot of experience at it and would like to serve again. I'm done. Beth. Beth,
hello?
I don't want to say. Yeah, go ahead.
Do you hear me? Okay. Yes, I've served on the personnel committee from throughout last year and on other personnel committees at on other nonprofit boards over many long years. So it's not my first experience. Specifically regarding that, I've never been part of an organization in which there was such a profound schism between staff, management, and board. And I would like to address that in from up front in our choice of a next general manager. I'd like to see to it that we get well connected with someone willing and able to cooperate with governance and to connect us with the rest of management and staff, and someone who understands, is familiar with, and is committed to standard operating procedures for nonprofit governance and management, rather than the highly, highly irregular practices that get us into so much trouble on this board. I think there's a lot of potential.
Okay,
there.
Thanks. Thank you. Paulina?
Yes, thank you. I've been on the personnel committee for, I think, almost 2 years now. I was part of the search committee for our program director. I have that experience. I also know the operation of the station from the inside, and I understand the profound schism that is that exists not only between staff, paid staff and governance, but rather between paid and unpaid staff and the communications that were the lack of communication in the past. And I understand the candidates that we're going to choose need to be able to work with everybody to contribute to the well-being of the station. And I'm very much willing to work on the search committee to that end. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, thanks. Lawrence?
Thank you, Jeff. So I have been on the search on the GM search committee. I was part of a committee that some on this board, like Fred, was on, where it was evenly divided, and we did come up with recommendations. I was also the chair of the personnel committee, the PMB personnel committee that was seeking to hire an executive director, a permanent executive director. We did not have the funding, so we had to postpone the search, just to be transparent. I also serve on a nonprofit board where we did hire a CEO for that, an ED, I'm sorry, an executive director for that organization that provides works for work opportunities for people who were previously incarcerated. I'm willing to serve. I'm willing to be a service and work collaboratively with those people I don't even that at times I don't agree with. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Amelia?
Thank you. I want to bring to the committee a person with experience in radio. It was a while back, but it wasn't too far back. I have been a traffic coordinator for public radio. I have been an announcer who won sweeps over a 3-year period of time, morning drive. I'm very familiar with the inner workings of a radio station, so that's one advantage I have. I am also conscious of the fact that a good general manager has to be someone who takes responsibility, who is a high-level thinker, who is good with people, who is diverse, who is financially brilliant as he can be, or have the right people with him. So, or her. Excuse me, ladies. Okay. So I say that I'm looking forward to being a part of a committee that will bring a fresh air. It's not just about LA and KPFK or the Pacifica Network. It's about ideas that may come from afar that mean diverse, smart experience. I'll cut everything else short until later. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Robert is next. I don't think he has can speak, but in the chat he wrote, I suggest the committee seek as general manager an older candidate who will not seek a future position at another radio station. I have Mansoor. Is he back on the call? Maybe not Janine.
Thanks, Michael. Very much what I was saying before about having been part of the finance committee, really understanding that there's just such a lack of business sense and running the financials of a business. I really think I'm at the helm of, I work in independent film and television. I'm at the helm. I'm the first person hired. I hire people underneath me. I interview people constantly. I have to balance financial and creative constraints. I'm used to looking at people's strengths and weaknesses. So I also am very familiar with the unions, and I feel like we need somebody who understands how they can negotiate with that better so that we can get a union agreement and that is doable for our station. I don't know. I would just be wary of people that are running for this committee where this is the only committee that they're on and they're not in the other committees and listening to all the problems that have to be tackled with the position. Okay, thanks.
I have Eric, Rocio, and Jan, and then we're really at time certain already, so please let's try to wrap it up.
This will take about 1 minute, Michael. I'm Eric Jacobson, a civil rights attorney, now actively serving in my second year on the LSB, including on the governance committee, and is one of our LSB's representatives on the PNB audit committee. A statesman once said, quote, "What's the use of running for office if you don't stand for something?" Unquote. On the search committee for KPFK's new permanent general manager, I will stand for and personally contribute to making level best efforts to recruit an otherwise qualified, currently regionally known in the Western U.S., or preferably nationally known, distinguished progressive leadership personage to serve as GM of KPFK. I believe a current public figure of such a leadership profile, experience, character, and skill sets is needed in order to elicit from the outset of her or his tenure the respect and confidence of all the stakeholders of the KPFK community, including listeners, elected KPFK governance representatives of listeners and staff, and all station personnel, as well as the Pacifica IED and the PNB. I'll put this remark in the chat. Thank you.
Thanks, Rocio.
Hi, everyone. Well, the reason I want to serve is because I, you know, knew, not so new, relatively new, but in order for this organization or this board to function or KPSK to function, from the meeting I've gathered, I understand exactly the kind of person we need, what kind of general manager.
Hard to hear.
Oh, can you hear me now? Is that better?
Sorry. Speak up a little louder if you can.
Okay. So just
closer to the mic.
I come here unbiased. I come here without an agenda, and I know I can impart focus and clear understanding of the kind of general manager that KPFK needs. And that's why I'm stepping up, just to immerse myself and further understand this organization.
Thanks, Jan. Got it on mute?
Yes, thank you. I am, I will declare my bias. My bias is towards a professional general manager who has experience in managing radio stations and in doing fundraising and in doing creating a work environment that is safe for the employees, but most importantly, putting on good programming that that meets the mission of Pacifica. And I've worked at this for trying to do this off and on for quite a few years, and I have to say that most of our search committees have been civilized and congenial, and that most of us have been working towards the same thing. So I look forward to us doing the same this year. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. We're past time for the meeting. So based on the time certainly we set, we need to adjourn this meeting and move to the executive session. That means everybody who's not a member of the LSB needs to leave this call unless we want to go through the process.
For information, Chair.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we have a bathroom break?
We can have a break. That's fine. But I need to be off this call, second call by 2:30. So somebody else will probably have to end up chairing.
We have a vice chair. Yep.
Yeah. I was saying, Rocio, can you take over at some point?
Sure. But I also have something to do at 3:00. So we would have to.
Okay. Table. Yeah. Well, we said an hour, and hopefully we'll you know, if we can start in within 10 minutes. It's 1:47. Could we start at 1:55?
So moved, Jan Goodman.
Okay. All right, so can people who are not on the LSB please remove themselves from this call? Thank you. Appreciate your participation today. But the LSB meeting is adjourned.